Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Mankato, Minnesota and the Taylor Center on the Minnesota State Mankato campus. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's the championship game of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. They come in with a 24-8 overall record. Central Missouri comes in at 26-5. The two teams share the MIAA regular season title. And Matt Gorder, third meeting of the season between Northwest and Central Missouri. The two teams have played about as even as you could possibly play.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they've each won on their own home floor, and both end results were 12-point differentials. You know, the scoring was very similar in both of those ball games as well, but Northwest won by 12 at home, Central by 12 at home, so this is about as true of a rubber game as you can get in a season.
Both of these teams play some pretty good basketball, obviously, to get to the championship game of this Central Region for Central Missouri. Since they lost to Northwest back in Maryville in January, they've gone on to win 12 out of their last 13 games, and for Northwest coming off some of the very good games here in this region. So two teams probably at the top of their game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for Central, I think as far as the region goes, they had two tough games facing Hayes and Missouri Southern. For Northwest, I don't know if they were as big of a challenge. I don't want to take anything away from those wins by Northwest. They definitely did play against some quality teams, but you know, I think when we looked at the bracket firsthand and saw that Northwest didn't have to go through an MIAA team to get to this point, you felt pretty good about that. And so hopefully that'll be something that has an effect going into tonight.
The one thing they did have to overcome, facing a Minnesota State Mankato team on their home floor on a Sunday night, and they handled that real well.
Yeah, they did. And the thing that they've done in the two games so far against both Winona and Mankato is get off to good starts. You know, you take a look at both of those games, you add the scores together. In the first half, they've outscored those teams by a combined 28 points. And so they were able to get out to good-sized leads in the first half. The second half, they've actually been outscored by two. So getting out to a good early lead is always important. But I think especially the way things have gone here so far, a big key for Northwest tonight.
Northwest and Central Missouri going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri playing for the championship of the Central Region. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as we mentioned, third meeting of the season between these two teams. And one thing about it, not a lot of surprises coming up tonight out of these two teams.
No, there really isn't. They've obviously scouted each other for a couple of ball games. They've played against each other twice. And then just in scouting other teams, they've probably seen a lot of film on Central as well. So it comes down to execution. You know, both teams will probably make some tweaks to their game plans or what they do normally. There's not going to be major changes. It's really too late in the season for that. But they will both make some tweaks just to try to throw the other team or the opponent off a little bit. So there's going to be some adjustment necessary by both teams. But you're right, for the most part, it's just a matter of who comes out and executes tonight.
One of the things with the Mules, it seems like when Dylan Deck gets in a little bit of early foul trouble, it's kind of a different team out there for Central Missouri.
Yeah, it really is. And while they've got great guards, he adds a lot to this team. He only played 14 minutes in one of the games against Northwest because of foul trouble. And in the other game, played 24, but he still scored 14 points in that game. So he can be effective when he's out there on the floor, but it definitely takes away a dimension of their game, especially offensively when he's out of the lineup. And we've seen Northwest bigs get a lot of guys in foul trouble this year, and it'll be something that'll be key again tonight.
Northwest and Central, we'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor in the Department of Natural Sciences, Dr. Aaron Johnson, was honored with the Alumni Association's Distinguished Faculty Award earlier this fall. He says he was humbled to receive the award.
I looked at the other honorees from the Alumni Association, and to see I was surrounded by people who were outstanding at what they'd done that had contributed in great ways to the university, it truly was humbling. I thought for a minute that maybe they'd called the wrong person. It's amazing to be recognized by alumni, to be recognized by the people that we work hard to train and to mentor and to educate, and so it truly was an honor.
Johnson says he believes it's important to get to know his students.
I want to know why they're here, what their long-term goals are, educationally and personally. If I'm going to do more than just teach a class, if I'm going to be a mentor, I have to get to know them. And I think that willingness to step out of my comfort zone and to try really to get to know those students makes a huge difference to them. I keep in touch with them afterward and routinely even text back and forth with some of our alumni just to kind of see how they're doing and to see if there's anything I can do to help.
Johnson also says he's proud of the work being done in the geology department.
That award could have gone to any one of a number of members of our department, our geology program. The faculty are amazing. It's easy to strive to be excellent when you're surrounded by excellence.
Northwest Associate Professor Dr. Aaron Johnson, this year's recipient of the Distinguished Faculty Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, before tonight's Central Region Championship game between Northwest and Central Missouri. Coach, before we talk about tonight's matchup, let's go back to Sunday night, a good win for Northwest over Minnesota State Mankato, and another great start for your team.
Yeah, came out ready to go. hit some shots early, got a little confidence, defended early, really focused on our scouting report and took a lot of their stuff away. Need to have some more of the same tonight.
Yeah, I think in that game, you knew you were going to get a run by Mankato, but at some point in the ball game, they came back second half and made it close. But you able to weather that and come up with a big win.
Yeah, we did. We scored enough, got enough rebounds, and got enough stops to be able to come out with a win. Obviously, it was a little tough down the stretch, but you knew they'd make a run back at us, and it was just a matter of time. And we were able to withhold and withstand it and come away with a win.
Had an off day before getting ready for tonight's matchup. But what are some of the things you've worked on with the team yesterday?
Not a lot. Getting healthy, getting mentally focused, mentally ready. Just pretty much just kind of maintaining and being ready to go.
Third meeting of the season with Central Missouri. Again, the two teams split during the regular season. Imagine not a lot of surprises as you get ready to go against the Mules here tonight.
No, you know, they know us, we know them, and there's not a lot changed, so it's going to be just a battle. You know, it's going to be one of those games that you know, probably will end up being back and forth, and it'll be physical and tough, and we're going to have to be ready to handle that.
Do you throw anything a little bit different to try to keep them off balance tonight?
You know, I think you've got to adjust some things, yeah. I think you definitely have to tweak some things right now. I haven't just seen them tweak anything really all season, so I don't know that they will much, but yeah, we'll tweak a few things.
What would be some of the things you want to do this time around, maybe than the last meeting down in Warrensburg?
Well, take care of the basketball. There's some things offensively, some X's and O's things, and then defensively, keep them out of transition, get good box outs, and then obviously, you know, keep the tempo in our favor.
Is there any particular individual matchups that you're watching for here tonight?
No, not a lot. Just team versus team, and hope that the best team wins.
All right, well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Northwest Missouri State-speaking Bearcats will travel to Indianapolis to compete in the Pi Kappa Delta National Comprehensive Tournament next Thursday through Sunday. This will be the final tournament for the Speaking Bearcats this season. Last month, Northwest freshman public relations major Emily Myers and freshman marketing major Nick Van Ross won the national title for public forum debate. Myers says it was a very humbling experience to win.
We were not expecting it at all. We're both freshmen going into the national tournament, and we knew that the reigning national champions were there and were in our pool, so we decided we were just going to take it one round at a time, and we were hoping to even pull away with a single win, so we were very excited.
She says she is especially grateful for winning after going through a difficult childhood battling a speech impediment.
When I was younger, as soon as I started speaking, my parents realized I had a speech impediment. I couldn't say S's and I couldn't say my L's, and I just could barely be understood when I was younger. So I started taking speech classes, and then in first grade I was diagnosed with dyslexia. So then I was also in special education for that until about 6th, 7th grade.
After a speech impediment, Myers didn't ever think she'd become a public speaker. She says it happened when she overcame her fear and got involved in theater in high school.
By the time I got to high school, I had an amazing speech and debate coach, Trudy Kinman, in high school, who really pushed me and motivated me. And that was when I really discovered how much I loved public speaking. And that's when I decided that it was a special gift, because majority of people hate it. So I definitely took it as a gift of mine that I enjoyed it so much, and I decided I wanted to pursue it.
Myers says faith in God plays a major role in her life and says he's the reason for her success. She plans to go into the seminary after college. Myers adds if anyone would like to become a part of the Speaking Bearcats, to contact their coach Brian Swafford at 660-562-1506.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Taylor Center and Breslin Arena in Mankato, Minnesota, on the Minnesota State campus. Check the starting lineups for this matchup tonight between Northwest and Central Missouri for the Cats. The lineup they've gone all season long: to Sean Cooper, Bryson Williams, and Connor Kirk at the guards, inside Kyle Slake and Dylan Starzl. And for Northwest Missouri State, or rather for Central Missouri, they'll be starting at one of their guard spots. Preston Bruns, a 6'1 junior. He's out of Mankato, Minnesota, so he gets a chance to play in front of his family and friends tonight. Also, Daylon Robinson, a 6-foot senior transfer from Kansas City, Missouri. He's starting at a guard spot. Also, John Gillum, a 6'2 senior from Paris, Missouri, at a guard. And then inside, Charles Hamrick, a 6'6 senior at New Orleans, Louisiana. And Dylan Deck, a 6'9 junior transfer from Smithville, Missouri, inside for the Mules. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, another good crowd of folks from Green and White making the trip to Minnesota tonight.
Absolutely, you know, and it's a bigger group than what we saw in the first two, which is not a big surprise, because this being a championship game, really looks like they've outgrown the Mules as well, and that's an important thing. They're ready, they're loud, and they were primed when they came in the door here about an hour ago, so tip-off can't come soon enough for the Bearcat fans.
I know one thing that you were able to hear in the lobby or this weekend concerning the crowd here. Of course, Central Missouri and Northwest staying at the same hotel up here in Mankato. There's a little bit of concern out of some similar fans that they're being outnumbered.
Well, you know, it was up a little early. Why, I don't know. But down in the lobby doing some work, and I heard a Central fan talking with the guy who was working for the hotel and said, "Hey, you mind coming out and rooting for Central on Tuesday?" She said, "There's a lot of Bearcat fans, and they're loud. We need some help." So they were trying to recruit locally some fans. And, you know, obviously with Preston Bruns being from Mankato, you've probably got a few more fans from the Mankato area here. There are a few, but it's basically Bearcat Mule fans up enjoying the snow of Minnesota.
Central Missouri coming in 26-5. They're ranked second in the region. Northwest coming in with a 24-8 record. They were ranked fifth in the region. And these two teams getting ready to go at it for this regional championship. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Mules have only lost once since their meeting with Northwest back on January 18th. And Northwest coming off some very good wins as well. 22 wins against Northern Sun teams in the Central Region, defeating Winona State on Saturday 98-77, and then Minnesota State Mankato Sunday night 71-66. Both teams coming out at midcourt, and for Northwest, they're wearing their alternate gray uniforms once again this evening. It's something that's been good luck for them up here in Minnesota. This is the third straight game they've worn the gray with the white numerals and green trim. Central Missouri in their home white uniforms, the black numerals, and the red script with the Mules across their chest. We're ready to go. Northwest and Central Missouri officials for today's game. Lewis Garrison, Jeff Campbell, and John Monroe. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest as they go from our left to our right here in Mankato. Cooper out front, finds Starzl. Now right side for Slate. Bounce pass on the right wing, Connor Kirker. Kirker trying to look inside, nothing there. Now to Cooper on the right side. Cooper with a left-handed dribble, hops to the top of the key. Right wing pass for Kirker. Kirker out front with a bounce pass left side for Williams. Man-to-man defense out of the Mules. 12 on the shot clock. Left wing pass Cooper. High post left for Starzl. Starzl finds Slake underneath the bucket right side. Off the glass. And in.
They tried to double team Starzl. That left Slake wide open.
2-0. Bearcat lead over the Mules. Across the timeline, Daylon Robinson goes on the left wing. Bruns goes high post left for Deck. Trying to back into the wing. Spins around Slake up on the jumper. Rattles around up. And Cooper with the rebound for Northwest. Cooper will take her across midcourt right side. Dribbles to the right wing, goes cross court, left side for Kirker. Kirker to the top of the key, looks right for Cooper, left side for Williams. Williams gets a screen by Schlake, pulls up at the top of the key, sets up open, takes the jumper, rims around, out by for the board on the baseline. Schlake clears it away, saves it in, fouls high post right for Starzl. Price 35 on the shot clock. Cooper through the lane to the bucket. Drives left-hander layup off the glass. No. Rebound tips. Slake tries to keep it away. It will go out of bounds. Enter the log two. Central Missouri. Five of a chance to pause. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Robinson across midcourt, left side. Northwest up 2-0. Now top of the key, Helmert. Helmert trying to drive right side. Hooks the pass left side for Robinson. A three off the left wing. Up and nothing but now. Daylon Robinson, a dangerous outside shooter. He averages 12 points a game. That's his 17th three of the season.
And he's led Central in both games, in scoring in both games against Northwest.
Cooper with the dribble on the right wing. Out front goes for Williams at the top. Now into lane starts. So posting up. Shot fake. Up with the shot in the glass. And good as he takes it in. And a nice mismatch inside. And Starzl able to put it down.
Yeah, they don't have Dylan Deck guarding Starzl, trying to keep Deck out of foul trouble.
A 4-3 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Bruns on the left wing. High post intended for a Deck. And a stiff away by Schlake. Chased down at midcourt by Bruns. Top of the key with it. Hammer sets up inside dark with the jumper out front. Knocks it down. Charles Hammer with his first bucket. And it's a 1-point Mule lead. 5-4 over Northwest. Cooper will walk it across the timeline. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Now dribbles to the right wing. Out front pass finds Williams between the circles. Back to Cooper right side. Cooper, cross court left side for Kirker. Gets a screen by Slake. Takes it to the top of the key. Back left side finds a Williams. Bounce pass left corner for Cooper and a foul. This will come up on a Central Missouri. Robinson to get called for it. Couldn't stop his momentum as Cooper slid to a halt taking that pass. Damon Robinson with his first. Into the ball game is Zach Snyder. And to the sideline goes Kyle Slake. Slake with a good couple minutes to start this game for Northwest. Snyder's really been giving the Bearcats a boost the last couple ball games, coming off the bench and knocking down four threes in the first half of each game. On the left side, Williams out to the top of key. Cooper dribbles right side. Again, man-to-man out of the Mules. Cooper back pedals and gets called for a push-up, and turnover will go against Northwest. Deshaun Cooper gets called for the foul. That's his first. 5-4 game. Mules in front of the Bearcats. 17:01 left in the first half. Daylon Robinson across the timeline, guarded by Cooper. Right side pass for Gillum. Now between the circles is Dylan Deck out on the perimeter. Left side for Robinson. Tighter dribble left side and dribbles off the official out of bounds. And he is upset, saying the official knocked the ball out of bounds. Nothing he can do about it.
No, well, he should have dribbled it properly. If he wouldn't have lost the dribble, it wouldn't have touched the official.
So the turnover gives it to Northwest. Cast down by 1-5-4. Kirker out front, left side for Cooper. Cooper with the dribble. Sets up top of the key. Three on the way. Rims in. Deshaun Cooper knocks down a three out front, coming off a 29-point performance against Winona State and then 25 against Minnesota State Mankato. And Northwest up 7-5. 16-23 left in of the first half. Bruns on the left wing, out top, between the circles, Hamlet. Left side, Bruns. Goes high post left for Deck. Into lane on Starzl. Spins into a double team. Whistle, and they're going to call the foul on, see, Starzl? Yes, Dylan will kick. Pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Dillon feels that it was Becker who initiated the contact.
There's got to be a line where a guy offensively forces his way inside. There's got to be a line that you can't cross, and I guess that wasn't it.
Dillon takes the inbound left corner, misses the shot, rebound on the baseline, and a foul behind on Dillon, who took the shot and missed it, fought for the rebound and a collision, and it belonged to Northwest. Runs into Kirker. Now 7-5, Northwest leads, 16-10 left in the first half. The winner of this one moves on to the Elite Eight in Evansville next week. Out to the top of the key, Cooper, right side Williams, back left side with it, Cooper. Drives on Robinson to the right wing, cross court left side past Williams, now on the left wing for Zach Snyder. Snyder high post left, Starzl, now pushing up with Depp. Dribbles into the lane, through the lane, up with a shot, blocked away by Deck, and they're going to call a held ball, and Central Missouri will get it on the alternate possession. Breaking the action with 15:47 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 7. But before we do, we have, let's keep it right here as Dillon Starzl is slow to get up. He fell to the floor off that drive into the lane, trying to go up with that shot on Deck. And let's hope this isn't anything serious here, as they are tending to Starzl right by the mule bench.
He is in a lot of pain. He went down kind of awkwardly, and I didn't see exactly what had hit. We kind of had some players between us and the play, but Starzl is in a ton of pain.
No, that's something this season Northwest has been fortunate to this point in the year, where they haven't gone through the year with any really major injury whatsoever. But this could be a huge blow to the Bearcats. We'll have to see what the situation is doing. Again, he is on his back right in front of the mule bench.
And yeah, this does not look good. This is a guy who's got a pretty high tolerance for pain. And so, you know, for him to stay on the ground as they help him up, he is not even trying to touch the ground with his left leg, and they're going to take him directly to the locker room.
That's not a good sign at all. So a 15:47 left in this first half. Northwest in front, 7-5, but Dillon Starzl inside being taken straight to the locker room. Cats will send into the game Grant Kozad to take Starzl's place. Bearcats are deep at that post position, but you hate to take a guy like Dillon Starzl out of this ball game. A second team All-MIAA performer, coming off 18 points in the last meeting with Central Missouri. They had 20 points against Winona State this week as well.
This was the media timeout as well, so that's why, even though they've got Starzl off the court, so they didn't start the media timeout clock until they had gotten Starzl off.
Again, Grant Kozad getting ready to check into this ballgame, Matt. One thing we want to do is say hello to Grant Kozad's grandmother, Maureen Kozad, who's listening in and doesn't miss a game and enjoys listening to all the broadcasts here and watching and listening to her grandson and Grant Kozad. So hello to Maureen Kozad tonight.
And Maureen, cheer a little louder. He's done a lot of good things this year, and he's going to need to do a little more tonight with Dillon Starzl just going out. So hopefully he can have a good game for her.
Northwest with Cooper, along with Williams, Kozad, Kirker, and Snyder on the floor. Across the timeline, Jordan Epps, who checked into the timeout for the Mules. Goes left side for Dillon Deck. Now out between the circles. They go right side with the pass for Epps. Runs between the circles. Back Epps on the right wing. Epps with a bounce pass. Low for Deck. Guarded by Kozad. Spins into the lock. Spins left. Into a double team with Snyder coming over. Snyder got a hand on the ball. Deflection. Kozad with the rebound. Northwest up by two. 15-23 left in the first half. Cooper across midcourt on the left side, guarded by Bruns. Drives free throw line, pulls up, slides to a hot ball, knocked loose, picked up by Epps for Central Missouri. A 3-on-2 break. Epps on the right side, slows it up, then have the numbers. Now trying to work a screen right side, dribbles, pulls up, the elbow on the right side. Left side pass for Hammert. Sets up, wants that jumper on the wing, misses off the back of the rim. Rebound Cooper inside for Northwest. Cats up by two, just under 15 minutes left in at the first half. Cooper across the timeline on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Looks left side, Williams. Williams on the wing. Guarded by Gillum. Right side pass for Cooper. Cooper, free throw line right now. Cross court left for Snyder. On the left wing for Kirker. Kirker, now left side for Snyder. Back to Kirker on the left. Kirker, top of the key. Looks right side. Finds Cooper. Six on the shot clock. To the lane on the right side. Whistle and a reach in coming up on Central Missouri. And this foul will go against the Mules with 14:25 left. And goes on Preston Bruns. That'll be Bruns' first foul. Now Williams to the sideline for Northwest. Matt Wallace to check into the ballgame. Wallace on the baseline right, looks to trigger it in. Lobs it out front right side, gets it to Kirker. Connor with the left-handed dribble to the top of the key on the left wing, Wallace. Wallace pulls up, goes cross-court right side, Snyder now out near the timeline for Cooper. Guarded by Bruns. Crossover dribble, pulls up, cross-court left for Kirker. Shot clock's at 20, Wallace on the left wing near the left sideline now, gets a screen by Cozette, takes it through the lane with the little runner on the way, rattles around and out, rebound tipped to the free throw line, Bruns with it for the Mules. They go across mid-court right side. Cross-court left side for Epps. Epps in front of the scorer's table on the left, between the circles with a pass for Brennan Hughes. Now to Bruns, sets up, wants the three on the right side, rims around and out, Cozette with the rebound for Northwest. Allett Wallace. 13:45 left in the first half. Northwest up by 2, 7-5. Wallace walks it across the timeline as the Cats spread out their offense. Dribbles to the left wing. Being chased by Epps. Out front goes left side for Cooper. Low left for Cozette. Cozette trying to post up. In the box left side. In the lane. Little hook shot on the way. Too hard off the back of the rim. The rebound pulled down by Epps for the Mules. He'll take it down the left sideline into the front court left side. Still a 7-5 Northwest lead. Neither team scored the last couple possessions. Bruns on the right wing, whistling away from the ball, whistling a foul. This may go on Cozette trying to post up, and this will go on Grant. That'll be his first foul. The end of the game, Ryan Mogjosh for Central Missouri takes the place of John Gillum. Cooper also on the sideline now, getting a bit of a breather as Bryson Williams checks in for Northwest. 7-5 game, Northwest in front, 13-17 left in the first half. Inbound right side, Bruns. Guarded by Snyder, out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. To the top of the key, pulls up inside the arc, goes cross-court right side, pass Epps inside the arc, takes the jumper, nothing but air. 7-7 game, 13:03 left in the first half. Wallace looks over at Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum right in front of us as the play signal to him. We'll take it across midcourt left side. It was off that left wing. Guarded by Mogjosh. Looks baseline right. Cozette. 15-foot jumper on the way. Too hard. Rebound. Bruns inside for the Mules. 7-7 game. 12:43 left in the first half. Across the timeline. Epps to the top. Looks to pass right side. Mogjosh. Bounce pass. Low right. Into the blocks off that right side. And with it is the right side. With it is Hamburg. Hamburg will give it back to Bruns on the right wing. Out front right side is Epps. Shot clock's at 14. Epps near midcourt now with the dribble. Guarded by Williams. Pulls up, left side jumper on the wing, got it. Three-pointer on the way. Epps knocks down to three, and it's a 10-7 lead for Central Missouri. 12-10 left in the first half in the Central Region Championship from Mankato, Minnesota. High post left is Cozette, top of Key Snyder. Now to Rather Wallace on the left side. He'll backpedal with the dribble. Mogjosh steps out to check him off, and Cozette sets the screen. Now on the left wing, Williams sets, watch the three on the wing, rims around, out, fight for the rebound, baseline goes out of bounds, and it blocked two sets of Missouri off Snyder. Breaking the action, 11:49 left in the first half. Central Missouri 10, Northwest Missouri State 7. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Three-point game, Central Missouri in front of Northwest, 10-7 with 11:49 left in the first half of the Central Region Championship. All right, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, right now, the big story, Dylan Starzl out of the ballgame.
Yeah, and it really looked like the way he went to the locker room, not even trying to put any weight on his leg. I'm sure he is done for the night.
Northwest with Cooper along with Snyder, Wallace, Cozad, and Williams on the floor. Across the timeline, Robinson will bring it out to the top of the key. Gets it to T.J. White. Now bounce pass low left for Deck, posting up with Cozad, and Cooper coming over on the outside, knocks the ball loose on the dribble. Now Deck goes up with a shot. Longo gets his rebound, blocked right side, and a foul on Cozad. That'll be his second. At one of the keys now with Starzl out is you've got to keep Grant out of foul trouble.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Cozad's going to come to the sideline here after picking up his second. So that's going to be a very big key because as much depth as Northwest had at that position coming in, now with the injury, that depth is a little more limited.
Now Slate getting ready to check into the ballgame. Three-point mule lead over the Bearcats. Dylan Deck at the free throw line. First one rattles out. Deck this season, a 62% shooter at the free throw line, a junior transfer out of Smithville, Missouri, played at William Jewell before going to the Central program. Goes ahead to the bench, Slake into the ballgame. Second free throw by Deck on the way and good.
Deck also got poked in the eye, it looks like, on that play, and so he's got some trouble trying to get that vision back.
11-7, Central in front of Northwest. Cross midcourt, left side goes Cooper to the top of the key. Down the lane, right side, a bump, and this will go on Deck, I believe, as he went driving down that right side of the lane. And Dylan does pick up the foul, and for Dylan Deck, that is his first foul. And that will be the second team foul on Central Missouri. Bearcats went down baseline right. Cooper with it on the right side, brings it out to the top of the key. Cooper looks on the left side for Wallace. Wallace at the free throw line, goes right baseline for Williams, drives the baseline, and another foul, and this one will go on Jordan Epps, as there's a collision there on the baseline. Check that now, the fourth team foul on the Mules in the half, so the fourth team foul now on Central Missouri, then bound right side, goes out front, and it's picked up by Williams. Now to Cooper. Northwest trailing 11-7 with just over 11 minutes left in the half. Cooper to the right corner for Williams. Williams through the lane, kicks it back right wing for Wallace. Down the lane right, pulls up. Out front finds Cooper. He's between the circles. Dribbles right side. It's been a while since Northwest has scored. Cooper down the lane right side, fade away off the glass. No, Snyder crashes the board, comes up with the rebound. Ball knocked loose inside, and it's to Cooper at the free throw line. Brings it out to Wallace with nine on the shot clock. Looks on the left side for Williams. To the baseline left, to the bucket off the glass. Misses. Fight for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Central Missouri. Mules will inbound and go from our right to our left. Mules right now on a 6-0 run. Last time Northwest scored a bucket was a 16-36 left in this first half. We're now down at the 10-32 mark. On the left side, Mog Josh for Central Missouri. Out top with White. Back left side, Mog Josh. A three rolls out. Rebound tipped by Williams. Picked up by Slake, and he'll give the outlet to Cooper off the left side. Bearcats from our left to our right, down 11-7. Cooper out between the circles. Bounce pass high left for Slate. Hands off for Williams. Williams between the circles. Looks left side. Kirker on the left wing. Gets a screen by Slate. Takes it into the lane. Picks it back out front. Finds Cooper. Man-to-man defense out of Central Missouri. Cooper with the low runner. Dishes low. Trying to get it to Slate. Off to Slate. Stands out of bounds. Turnover gets it to Central Missouri.
Yeah, Slate just wasn't ready for it. It caught him a little off guard.
10 minutes left in the half. Northwest trailing 11-7. David Robinson, senior out of Kansas City, across the timeline. Robinson transfers to the Mules from Texas Tech. Drives just inside the arc on the left. Takes the jumper. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Cooper rebounds on the cross. And he'll slow it up and across midcourt right side with the left-hander dribble. Now to the top of the key. Accelerates. Goes left side. Kirker. Connor in the left wing. Gets it to Williams. Williams. One dribble between the circles. Cooper. 9:28 left in the half. Cooper top the key. Take the three. Got it. Deshaun with his second three of the game. And it's a one-point game. Northwest down 11-10. 9:19 left in the first half. Robinson walks across midcourt. Looks on the left wing. Mark Josh. Started by Kirker. To the top of the key. White. Right side pass for Robinson. Now between the circles, Mog Josh. Shot clock at 18. Finds left side. Epps inside block. Goes low right for White. Goes right side for Deck. Up with a shot off the glass and good. Dylan Deck knocks it down. And a 13-10 game. Northwest Missouri State down with 8:50 left in the first half. Cooper across midcourt left side. Tries lane into the left corner for Williams. Williams now dribbles to the left wing. Pulls up. Goes between the circles. Kirker looks right wing for Cooper. Kerfer gets a screen by Slake. Dribbles top of the key. Left side for Williams. On the left wing for Kerker. Kerker, free throw line. Now, lost the handle on the ball and a reach in and a foul coming up. Fist will go on Ryan Marjosh of Central Missouri. That'll be his first foul.
There were 8 seconds on the shot clock, so Cats will get a good refresh there of the shot clock on that foul.
Fifth team foul on the Mules. Tyler Funk to come into the ball game for Northwest. Going to the sidelines, Kyle Slake. So Northwest right now going with a smaller lineup.
This might be the smallest we've seen them go this year.
Brendan Hughes now in for the Mules as Deck goes to the sideline. And for Coach Kim Anderson, the Mules kind of countering with a small lineup on his side of things as well. Cooper now to inbound baseline left for Northwest. It's an inbound to Funk. Driving bucket right side was wide open. Lays it up and in as he got past. Kyle Wolfley had just checked into the game. And Tyler Funk with the layup makes it a one-point game once again. Northwest down 13-12 with 8:18 left first half. On the right side, Robinson. Robinson through the lane, slides through a hump. In a double team. Scoops a pass out front for Wolf. Looks right side. Hammer. Guarded by Williams. Holds it. Holds it. Now with the left-handed dribble goes cross-court left, Robinson. Shot clock's down to 12 seconds for the Mules. Between the circles, Robinson pulls up out front. Long three. Rims out. Rebound. Funk for Northwest. Throws it to Cooper. Northwest with a chance to take the lead this trip down with 7:50 left in the first half. Cooper to Walker across the timeline right side. Looks to go one-on-one with T.J. White. Takes the top of the key. Pulls up, goes cross-court left side for Williams. Wins with the dribble out front. A long bounce pass right side for Snyder. Now to Cooper. Cooper pulls up. Looks cross-court left for Kerker. Kerker will roll down the left side in a collision with Kyle Wolf. And Wolf will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. Breaking the action with 7:26 left in the first half at Central Missouri 13, Northwest 12. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pittsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, the Central Region Championship of Magwater. I'm John Coffey, 13-12, Northwest trailing Central Missouri. Matt, you got the top two defensive teams in MIAA going at it tonight. You've got a relatively low-scoring game.
Yeah, it's really weird. You'd think in a regional championship that you would see a lot higher score, but it has been a defensive battle. I'm sure there are nerves that are a little bit a part of this. Yes, these two teams know each other, but there is a lot on the line tonight.
Winner heads to the Elite Eight in Evansville next week, and inbound all the way up near the timeline. As Kerker leaps up, brings it down. As he's guarded by David Robinson out of the Mules man-to-man defense. Right side for Snyder into the right corner, Williams. Brings it out to the top of the key and back huddles between the circles. Left side for Cooper. Cooper gets a screen by Funk. Dribbles top of the key. Right side, Williams on the wing to Cooper out between the circles. Shot clock at 16. Cooper down the lane left to the bucket and a double team shot blocked away inside. Picked up by Robinson. Coach McCollum in front of us. That should have been a foul that time. Robinson to the top of the key. Looks on the right baseline. Gets the pass for Hammer. Out front right side, Robinson. Down the lane right. Drives on Funk. Comes to the stop. Whistle. And we've got the charge coming up against the Mules. Foul on David Robinson. And we've seen that a time or two in Tyler Funk's career.
Yep, absolutely. And that's a big foul on them. Like we said, Robinson has led them in scoring against Northwest in both games so far this year.
Cats down by 1, 13-12. A chance to regain the lead. And Northwest playing without Dylan Starzl, went down with a leg injury early in this ballgame.
And we did get word from the team. He is done.
Cooper across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right. Now through the lane to the bucket. Drives and scoops the layup or pass for Funk. Trailing on the play. Took the pass. Went up with a shot. It was blocked away, but a foul as well. And this one will go on Brendan Hughes. That'll be number one on Hughes. And this will get Funk to the free throw line.
We've already seen on his first few touches, Funk looking to be looking more to score than what he usually does. And like I said, when you have a guy like Dylan Starz will go out, everybody else needs to do something just a little bit more.
Funk misses the first free throw. We'll have a second. Deck back into the ball game as Hughes goes to the sideline for the Mules. Cyclops are getting ready to check in for Northwest, most likely to go in place of Tyler, as Tyler's free throw is good. So Tyler knocks down the free throw. They go to the sideline, and it's late into the game. So Northwest, Coach Ben McCollum answering, and Dylan Deck coming into the game for the Mules by sending Slate back out there. Bruns back into the ballgame for the Mules at the point. Mankato native goes left side and finds Gillen. They swing it on the right for T.J. Rice. Now to Bruns at the top of the key, being chased by Cooper. One dribble, looks left side on the wing for Gillen. They try to go low for Deck, coming on behind that on the play where Schneider knocks the ball loose out of a double team and is picked up by Northwest. Good play defensively.
Perfectly read by Schneider to come across at just the right time to get there just as the basketball got to Deck's hands.
Cooper across the timeline, dribbles right side. Now back left. Line slate between the circles. Right side for Crooker. Crooker through the lane. Drives the bucket. The runner knocked loose inside by Deck, and it's picked up by Hammer. And here come the Mules right to left. Down that right sideline. A 13-13 game. Northwest and Central Missouri. Low right for Deck. A little hook shot over Slate. Misses too hard. Rebound Northwest. Snyder with the board. And Northwest from our left to our right. Cross midcourt left side goes Williams. Williams on the left wing. Drives to the left baseline. A jump stop underneath the bucket and a foul coming up on the Mules. And this one will go on Davin Robinson, and that is number three on Robinson. So check that. That is Gillen getting it instead of Robinson. So Gillen will pick up his first foul. So at the free throw line goes Bryston Williams. Bryston, a 79% shooter this year at the line. Right-handed shooter. Free throw off the front of the rim and drops in. Free throw shooting very important in a matchup such as this. Cats so far in this tournament shooting very well at the free throw line. In the last meeting with the Mules in Warrensburg, though, they struggled in that meeting. And the second free throw by Bryston goes down. Cats up 15-13 by 32 left in the first half. Runs across Newport, dribbles left side. Off that left wing, brings it up to the top of Key White. White down the lane right, drives on Snyder, shot up high off the glass, one go, rebound tipped by Williams and picked up by Kirker. Could have slaked that time, coming over, had his hands outstretched and really forced that layup to be arced off the backboard, a little higher than they would have liked. Cooper on the right side, top of Key through the lane, up with a shot off the glass on the left side, good. Cooper with 8 points, Northwest up 17-13. 5:02 left into the first half. Bruns will slow it up for the Mules. Dribbles off the right side. Now left with the pass. Finds T.J. White. And a Hammer on the right side. Northwest on a 7-0 run. On the left side, Bruns on the left wing. Takes it to the free throw line. Through the lane. Kicks it to the right corner. Gillen, a three on the way. Good. Gillen knocked down the three from the right corner. And it's now a 17-16 Northwest lead. On the left side is Cooper to the top of the key. Looks left side. Finds Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line. Finds Slate killing the play on the lane. Up. Tries to go up with a shot. Knocked loose out of bounds. And will belong to Northwest. A collision inside with Dylan Deck. No call there. But ball out of bounds. Will belong to Northwest.
Yeah, that was a flop by Deck. And that kind of threw Slate off a little bit when Deck went to the ground.
Kirker goes to the sideline. Matt Wallace back in for Northwest. And Wallace will get the inbound. She looks to toss it in. Just inbound left corner for Williams. It's guarded by Bruns. Gets a screen by Slake. Right side pass for Wallace. Wallace through the lane. A jump stop. Ball pick. Goes left corner. Finds Williams. He drives the baseline. Up with a shot on the glass. One go. Gets his rebound. Puts it back up. Blocked and a foul. Bryston back to the free throw line. 4:13 left in the half. And Northwest up by one. Deck will pick up the foul. And Dylan picks up his second foul.
Cats have done a solid job since Dylan Starzl went out. They went on a little bit of a scoring drought for about 4 or 5 minutes after he went out, but have since recovered. And it seems like guys are starting to get used to playing, knowing he's not going to be back in tonight.
Williams' first free throw is short. We'll have another. Northwest up by 1-17-16. Ryan Donald to come into the game for the Mules. Also Funk back in for Northwest. Donald had some good minutes against Northwest in Warrensburg. In the second meeting of the season with these teams. He's a 6'7 junior transfer out of Memphis, Tennessee. Played at Shawnee Community College before coming to the Mules program. Second free throw by Bryston on the way. Good. And Northwest up by two, 18-16, 4:10 left in the first half. Runs across the timeline left side. Pulls up his dribble out top of the key. They get it to Donald. And now White through the lane. Pulls up his dribble. Right side Hammer. He's guarded by Funk. Just under 4 minutes left in the half. Hammer to the right baseline. Cut off by Funk. Back pedals. Now tries to dive again on the baseline. Whistle. And we'll have a block this time on Funk trying to cut off that baseline. A
lot of dribbling there by Hammerick. He was going to do something with that basketball, but it wasn't passing.
Foul on the Bearcats. Their fifth team foul of the half. Breaking the action at 3:48. Left in the first half, it's Northwest 18, Central Missouri 16. Back to Mankato, Minnesota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
18-16, Northwest in front of Central Missouri in the Central Regional Championship. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mills will inbound following the timeout. It comes out between the circles for Hammer. Started by Williams. Pulls up 16-foot jumper. Out front is good. Hammer with 4 points in the half. Ties the game up at 18. The winner moves on to the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana next week. Across the timeline, Cooper for Northwest. From our left to our right. Drives the lane. Into lane. Gets cut up near. Dishes right corner. Williams. A three on the way. Good. Preston got the three from the right way. Mills have been doing a good job of defending on the perimeter, and Northwest starting to try to get a three-point shot off. That time, Cooper with the penetration got it out for 2 points and knocks down the three. Northwest up 21-18. On the left side is White. Through the lane, a runner is good. White with his first bucket. Northwest up by one, 21-20, with just over 3 minutes left in the half. Cooper looks left side. Williams on the wing left with a three out the front of the rim. Rebound on the baseline, controlled by the Mules and Hammer. He'll go right to the left wing. Now top of the key for T.J. White. White, the 6'1 junior out of Raytown. Right side for Bruns. Bruns dribbles to the right baseline. Now front right side is Ryan Donald. Now to Bruns. Bruns, free throw line, loves a pass left side Gillum. Now back to Bruns out front with 13 on the shot clock. 2:33 left in the first half. Bruns just inside the arc, takes the jumper and knocks it in. Preston Bruns with his first buck of the game. Here's the Mules, a one-point lead, 22-21 with 2:23 left in the first half. Cooper across midcourt. Dribbles right side. He's guarded by T.J. White. Now out between the circles, Williams. Left side pass, Snyder. Snyder in the left corner for Cooper. Picked up by Hammert. Now to Funk. Funk out top, finds Snyder. Looks on the right side, Williams. Williams, high right side for Funk. Funk, bounce pass out top the key for Cooper. The long three on the way. Nothing but that. Cooper with 11 points. Northwest up 24-22, just under 2 minutes left in the first half. Bruns walks across the court right side. Dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Cooper. Wins past Cooper. Through the lane, a little runner on the way, won't go. Draws there, rebound, fought for, and a whistle and a tie-up coming up as Snyder forcing the play. Got a hold of the ball along with Ryan Donald. The possession will go to Northwest. And a timeout by Northwest with 1:39 left in the half. Northwest in front by two, 24-22 with the Mules here in Mankato, Minnesota. And this is the Central Regional Championship. Winner moves on to Evansville, Indiana. Play in the Elite Eight. A lot on the line tonight.
Yeah, they'll play against either Southern Connecticut State or St. Anselm. That game actually coming down to the wire now. They're just inside 4 minutes to go there with Southern Connecticut State up 61-52. Southern Connecticut State only a couple of losses on the year, but that would be the opponent for whoever wins here tonight on the 26th of March.
A lot of basketball left to be played here. 1:39 left in the first half. Northwest in front by 2, 24-22. You just tuned in. Dylan Starzl early in the game went out as he took the pass in the lane and went into the lane and went up a shot blocked and a hill ball called with Dylan Deck. Unfortunately, Starzl landed awkwardly and it looked like it was his left leg where the injury occurred and he's out of the game. Now top of the key is Cooper. It was left side for Northwest. Cats up by 2. Snyder on the left wing to Cooper between the circles. 19 on the shot clock. Cooper down the lane right side. A fadeaway off the glass. Not really short and it's picked up by Funk. Brings it back out with 13 on the shot clock. Funk to the baseline to the bucket. And runner won't go. Fight for the loose ball on the floor. Whistle coming up and a foul will be on Northwest. And it looks like they're giving this one to Snyder as Zach will pick up his first foul.
Tell you what, I've loved the effort this weekend or this week, this tournament. Out of Zach Snyder going after loose balls. He's really started to crash the boards hard these last few ball games.
Getting a lot out of Zach tonight, and despite the fact Central really is making it tough to get a three out on that perimeter, but he's contributing in a lot of other ways. On the right side is Hammer. Press court, left side, Bruns. Bruns between the circles. And gets called for a carry off that dribble. Turnover gives it to Northwest. Bruns trying to stare down the official after that call.
Well, and Coach Anderson's questioning it, too. He got his ball, his hand all the way underneath the ball. I mean, the top of his hand was facing the ground during that dribble. That was a pretty obvious call.
24-22. Northwest Missouri State up by two with 53 seconds left in the half. Cooper to dribble on the left side. It's screened by Williams. Now Williams takes the pass off the left wing. Back to Cooper out between the circles. Dribbles right. Guarded by T.J. White. Now drives to the free throw line, through the lane. Carpenter kicks it left wing for Funk. Funk now spins into lane, fade away on the way, banks it in. Tyler Funk with the drive in the bucket. Northwest up by four with 30 seconds left in the half. And now a timeout called by Central Missouri to work for the last shot of the half.
Yep, they hadn't taken one yet, so it was a use it or lose it timeout. And with this possibly being the final possession of the half, they want to make sure everybody's on the same page. I think we're seeing out of the Northwest players, everybody doing a little bit more. You have to do that when you lose one of your top players. And it looks like to this point, after a warming up period, I guess, after Dylan Starzl went out, it took a little bit, but we're starting to see everybody do just a little bit more. And if they can continue that throughout this entire ball game, it's obviously a very winnable game.
Northwest been playing with the lead much of this last half of the second half here, 26-22. Had a 7-0 run to regain the lead after the Mules had a 6-0 run of their own. 26-22, Northwest Missouri State in front, 28.9 seconds left. Kyle Slate getting ready to check into the ballgame, and they're not going to allow him to check in as they got ready to inbound two Bruns, and now Coach McComb calls Kyle back over to the bench. Hammer will take the inbound from Bruns. Clock at 23 seconds left. Neal's trying to go for the last shot. Bruns now with the pass on the left side right in front of him. Guarded by Kirker.
Kirker. Hammer's the one they want to get it to.
Steps out and guards him. Now get Hammer on the right out near the timeline. He gets the pass. Drives on Williams right side. Down the lane with five on the clock. Passes it right over the screen. Out of bounds.
Big mistake there by Hammer. He thought he was going to be able to take it to the hole, and he was well guarded. He had to try to kick it out to the wing, just hoping Preston Bruns was going to be there. He didn't look. He just threw it there, and Bruns was nowhere near it.
The only one in a white shirt was head coach Ben McCollum right in front of us. Inbound comes to Cooper, 2 seconds, to the top of the key. Left side is Funk. The three is blocked away, and it will come up short as Ryan Donald got a hand on that shot by Funk as the half comes to a close. Northwest, though, going into the locker room at halftime with the lead. It's Northwest Missouri State 26 and Central Missouri 22. We'll be back to Mankato, Minnesota right after this 90-second timeout. 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club. Impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, on the Minnesota State Mankato campus and the Taylor Center, the site of the Central Region Championships. It's an all-MIAA final tonight, Northwest and Central Missouri, with the Bearcats in front 26-22 over Central Missouri. I'm Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, the big story right now, though, is Dylan Starzl out with that leg injury and out for the game. And Northwest right now handling things with Dylan on the sidelines.
Yeah, they have. You know, they've done. There was about a six-minute scoring drought for Northwest, and early on in that drought is when Starzl had gone out. I would say four, maybe 5 minutes of that is right after he had gone out. But Northwest didn't let it get out of hand because they were playing well defensively. I think the biggest adjustment had to come on the offensive end. They continued to play strong defensively, so that kept the game real tight. And then Northwest was able to kind of get a feel for what they wanted to do offensively with Starzl out of there. And everybody's playing a little bit better. Nobody has to play a lot better. If that happened, great. But the big key is, and I think what's going to be more successful in a game like this, is a lot of guys getting a little bit better. And I think we're seeing that out of this team right now.
One thing that you're seeing out of Central Missouri we didn't see out of the two Northern Sun teams that Northwest played in the opening at two rounds here. They're doing it much better on the perimeter, limiting the Bearcats at three-point opportunities. You got Deshaun, who's 3 for 3 on threes, and then Bryson Williams was the other one who knocked down a three out of this first half. But they're making things a lot tougher on Northwest on the perimeter.
Well, and even those threes, you're not seeing the typical get it inside and then kick out. The threes by Deshaun basically were those kind of surprise quick shots that he goes up with when he's given some space because of that quick first step that he's got. But the two teams in Mankato and Winona State, they just hadn't worked against not paying attention to the outside, and so the ball would go inside, they'd forget about the perimeter, and that would leave some open looks for Northwest. Now Central has gone against Northwest a couple of times, so they realize they've got to make sure and pay attention to the outside. That's why I think they've done a better job of it than what we saw from Winona or Mankato.
Northwest able to survive that right now, up 5-4 here at halftime.
Yeah, so far so good. A lead, any kind of lead at halftime is good. But I really also think that a low-scoring ball game is going to play into Northwest hands in the long run. Both of these teams are very good defensively, but I like the low-scoring game so far.
26-22, the score at halftime. Northwest in front of Central Missouri and the championship game of the Central Region Tournament. When we come back, we'll talk with Northwest Athletic Director Mel Churchma. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, at halftime of the Central Region Championship, Northwest in front of Central Missouri at the half, leading 26-22, joined now by Athletic Director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, hard-fought first half between the Bearcats and Mules here, and as we were talking in the first half with Dylan Starzl going down to an injury, it's kind of like one of the things you always preached as head coach of the football team is next man up, and they've had some guys step up and do well in this half.
Well, they really have. You know, a couple of seniors have really stepped in there, Kyle Schlake and Tyler Funk. Both of those guys have really just stepped up, and that's what you got to have, and that's what makes that's what makes the Bearcats a good basketball team. So, we don't know what's going to happen second half, but I know one thing: they're going to play hard. They played really hard the first half, and we haven't shot very well. Looking at the stats, it's just a little different than the first two games, but we're in the lead, and so that says a lot about our toughness.
Yeah, and one thing that's been a constant with this Bearcat team throughout this season: just how hard they play on defense, and we're seeing that here again tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, John. They're really making Central work for their shots, and the other thing, Central's got some foul issues. They've got a number of their starters with two fouls, which you don't want those guys will be out here the start of the second half, and hopefully we can get another quick foul on them and leaving out the game a little bit.
Well, what a great atmosphere we've got, even though the fact that the host school, Minnesota State Mankato, is not in this championship game. And we got a few Mankato fans here, but you look behind us, a good group of Bearcat fans have made the trip back up for this championship game. And not only is it a good group, but they're loud here tonight.
They're noisy. They're a great group. A lot of the parents, almost all the parents are here, and just tremendous support. And, they were here Saturday night and Sunday night. Some of them drove back home and came back. We've got a number of students here tonight. We took a fan bus. Some of our cheerleaders came on that. So, I don't know if you count numbers, if we have the most or not, but I guarantee on the decibels, the noise meter, we're way ahead. So, and that just makes you feel good. It really says a lot about the atmosphere that we have at Northwest Missouri and how supportive our fans are of all of our programs.
And let's just talk about the entire weekend here with the Bearcat program being here for this region. And it's obviously you get to the championship game. It's been a successful weekend, but it just seems like it's been a fun weekend for everyone involved with this tournament.
Well, it really has, John. You and Matt have been here too. And first of all, I can't say enough about the quality of our players and our coaches. They're outstanding individuals. I was out here at practice yesterday. They work hard, but they have fun. They're confident, but they know they've got a tough ball game. And I wouldn't trade being with any group. This is just a great group of young men, and they're just like our other sports. We've got really great student athletes right now.
And I think there was a comment made after the two semifinal round games on Sunday about the housing situation with both Central and Northwest in the same hotel here. And someone from Mankato wanted to know if we wanted to split things up a little bit, and they said no. They don't anticipate any trouble whatsoever, and we haven't seen anything at all between these two teams.
No, that's the thing. Central, they're good. They've got a good team too, and they're good kids. Kim's a great coach, and he demands the same things that Ben does. And they walk past each other in the hotel, and I kind of thought about that too. Well, it's kind of ironic we're both in the same hotel, but nobody's really worried about it. We loaded up to come to the game tonight, and. Our bus was sitting there. Their bus was sitting there. I felt it was good. We got out of there before they did, so we took the lead early. But it's really been. I'm just like I said. I can't be more proud of our players and our coaches and how they represent Northwest Missouri State.
And this has to be good for the MIAA as well to have a guarantee that there's going to be an MIAA team in the Elite Eight. Obviously, we hope it's the folks in green here, but still, it's a great way for the MIAA to be represented right now.
Well, it really is. Dr. Bob went home. He's got his spot secured one way or the other, but he had some commitments. But, yeah, it's great for our conference. And, last night our Emporia's women got beat by a few points, or they would have been there. And so, You know, it just says a lot about this conference and how tough our conference is. And it's not, I mean, it's right down the line in every sport. And, you know, it makes you proud to be a Bearcat, but it's proud to be in the MIAA as well.
And quickly get what you see will be some keys for this Bearcat team here in the second half.
We just have to stay tough. You know, you would hope we wouldn't get into foul trouble. We've been shooting free throws pretty well. It looks like we're going to get some more opportunities to shoot free throws, but defense is going to be the key, John. You know, the big guy's not playing the way it looks, and so we're going to have to play good defense.
All right, Mel, thanks a lot for being
with us. Thanks,
John. That's Athletic Director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, with us here at halftime with Northwest in front of Central Missouri 26-22. We'll come back, take a look at some of the halftime numbers for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, is the championship game of the Central Regional and Northwest Missouri State in front 26-22 at the half. As we look at some of the numbers for Northwest from the field, shooting 36% from the field in the first half, just 9 of 25, 4 of 7 on three-point opportunities, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. The Mules, 43% from the field, 9 of 21. They're 3 of 7 from three-point range, and at the free throw line, 1 of 2. So they haven't been to the line very often at all. Rebounding totals even. Northwest with 14 rebounds. Central with 14 rebounds. Turnovers, only 3 turnovers for Northwest and 6 for the Mules. Bearcats with one player double figures. That's Deshaun Cooper with 11 points. He's 3 of 3 from 3-point range and 4 of 8 overall. And for the Mules, no one in double figures. Their highest score is Jordan Epps off the bench with 5 points. And I let some of the totals here at the as halftime comes to a close here. Northwest Missouri State in front 26-22 over Central Missouri. We'll be back. Get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go. Come on now, let's go.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
And welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Back ready for a second half play. Matt, some of the keys of the second half.
Well, Northwest needs to do what they did late in the half, where everybody plays a little bit better on offense, does a little bit more. Need to continue that and keep this a defensive battle. Just keep playing strong in the defensive end, then it's not as big a deal on the offensive end what has to happen. But I think Charles Hamrick is the guy that Northwest is going to have to watch out for. I think they're really going to go to him. They also have to stay out on the perimeter. Central's a team that can hit threes if they get some open looks. Obviously, they're not shooting the ball anywhere near as well as they did at home in the second matchup between these two teams. But defense out on the perimeter, I think Northwest, with the help side defense that they've been playing, can handle the inside without Dylan Starzl in there. So I just think the perimeter defense is the biggest key in this second half.
26-22, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Mules as we go to second half play. Mules will have the ball to start the second half, and they'll go from our left to our right. Again, the Bearcats in their ultimate gray uniform with white numerals and green trim. The Mules in their home whites with the black numerals and the red trim, and we're about ready to go.
And we know the opponent of whoever wins this game, Southern Connecticut State, has won the East Regional Championship 78-72 over St. Anselm. So whoever wins here will face Southern Connecticut State on March 26th.
Hopefully it'll be Northwest, but we've got 20 more minutes of basketball to decide that as the Mules will inbound and go from our left to our right. David Robinson on the left side. He picked up 3 fouls in the first half. Didn't see a lot of playing time out of that point guard spot. High post left deck. Drives on Cozad to the baseline. Cut off. Brings it out to the top of the key. With it is Robinson. Down the lane left he goes to the baseline. Cut off by Cozad. They spin out left side. With it is Hammer. Hammer cross court right side. Bruns on the wing. A three over Snyder is good. Preston runs with his first three of the game, 27th on the season, and it's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 26-25. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles on the right side, out to the top of the key, pulls up, looks right side, Crooker. Crooker at the free throw line, behind the back of the dribble now. On the left wing, finds Williams, low left for Kozak, spins on deck, into the line, jumps, shot off the glass and good with that shot, fake, knocks it down. First bucket of the game for Kozak, took it at deck inside, Northwest up 28-25. Across the timeline, to the top of the key goes Robinson, looks left side, Bruns. Bruns out to the top, between the circles, finds Hammer. On the right side is Robinson. Robinson low right for Deck, posting up with Cozad. Into the lane with it, up with the shot for Glassinger. Dylan Deck with 5 points, and it's now a 28-27 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri. Cooper to the left side. Rise to the left baseline, underneath the bucket, goes right side, Williams. Now they spin it out top to keep for Snyder. High left for Cozad. In the lane on Deck. Spins inside. Up with a shot again. This time won't go. Fight for the rebound. Tipped by Deck. Chased on the baseline and is picked up by Hammer. Right side. Goes to Robinson. Robinson through the lane. Back out front. Left runs. Another three on the way. Knocks it in. Runs. Hits the three off the left side. His second three of the second half. And a timeout Northwest. 18-18 left in the game. The Mules 30. Northwest 28. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 18-18 left of the game. Central Missouri regains the lead 30-28 over Northwest as Preston Bruns in the second half knocked down a couple of threes.
Yeah, we said perimeter defense is the big key. In the entire first half, the Mules as a team had three threes, and they've got two already in the first 2 minutes of this second half.
Cooper to take across midcourt from our right there. Left foot on the right wing for Kirkert. Now between the circles, Williams. And a man out of the Mules. On the left side is Cooper. Out front, Funk. Funk with the dribble. Down the lane to the bucket. Off the glass. One guard, a whistle, and a foul. This one coming up on the Mules as a Funk coming in after that timeout. Went down the lane. And the foul coming up on Central Missouri and Preston Bruns. That'll be his second foul. First team foul on the Mules in the second half. Funk going to the line where he's 1-for-2 so far tonight. And this free throw good. 6 points for Funk coming off the bench. Averages 3 a game. Right now, Northwest having Cooper, Kirker, Williams, Funk, and Cozad on the 4 second free throw by Funk. Rims out and the rebound comes to Central Missouri. 1 point game, Northwest down 30-29. Robinson across the timeline, looks left side for Gillum. Gillum out to the top of Key Hammer, right side for Robinson. And away from the ball, whistle and a foul. Cozad and Deck trying to post up, and this one going on Cozad. And Cozad will pick up his third foul. Coach McCollum right in front of us. Questioning the call. This will get Snyder off the bench and into the ballgame and will take the place of Grant. Again, Northwest playing without Dylan Starzl, went down with a leg injury very early in this game. Jack will inbound, baseline right. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Hammer. Hammer guarded by Williams, dribbles right side through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. That's his first bucket of the second half, 6 points total, 32-29. Mules in front of Northwest. Out front, Cooper looks right side for Kirker. Kirker to the right baseline. Out front, Snyder open on the wing, the three on the way, good. That's the first time Zach's been able to get open on a three tonight, and he knocks it down.
And that's the matchup issue that Central's going to have right now with Snyder and Deck both in there.
Three in the circle, Robinson. Tied up at 32. Drives the lane to the bucket. Gets cut underneath the bucket. They spin it back out. Left on the wing. A three on the way. Rims out. Taken by Gill. Misses two hard ball. Will go out of bounds to the Neal bench. And Northwest will inbound. And a chance to regain the lead. Williams will inbound to Cooper. And he'll walk it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Cross court left side pass. Down the left corner for Kirker. Kirker out front, down the lane, into the left corner for Funk. Out front, left side, Cooper. Cooper to the left side, sets up, wants the three. It's rims around and out. Rebound tip by Funk, keeps it alive and comes down with the rebound off the left side. Now to Snyder in the left corner, out front, left, Cooper. Cooper, free throw line, through the lane, through the baseline, stumbles, gets the pass in the right corner to Williams, who couldn't hold on to it, it goes out of bounds. Tied up at 32, 16-36, left in the game. In the top two defensive teams in the MIAA battling tonight for the regional championship in Mankato, Minnesota. Winner gets Southern Connecticut State in the Elite Eight next Wednesday. On the left side with it is Bruns. Bruns out between the circles. Lines Hammer. Right side pass. Robinson. Between the circles, Bruns. Mankato native with the dribble on the left side. Fires the dribble. Holds it, continues to hold it, and they'll get the pass left side and finds Robinson. Coach McCollum in front of us, wanted a five count. Robinson, a three on the wing, air ball, rebound on the baseline, out of bounds, it belongs to Northwest.
Yeah, the reason they didn't get a five count there is there was too much distance between Bruns and the nearest defender.
32-32 game, Northwest and Central tied up. Just under 16 minutes left in the second half. Cooper, right side for Kirker. Cooper between the circles. Williams, left side, Cooper. Cooper left side, pulls up inside the arc, takes the jumper off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Robinson and the Mules. Left right, he goes across the timeline to the top of the key. Right side, Bruns on the wing. Trying to drive on, front to the baseline. Fires the dribble, kicks it out front. Robinson trying to go into line for Deck. Ball knocked loose by Snyder. Off of Deck, out of bounds. Great job defensively again by Zach Snyder.
And Dylan Deck just got warned because Snyder went to the ground after that great effort, and Deck hit him in the side of the head with his knee as he was walking by intentionally, and the official gave him a warning.
15:30 left, a timeout. Northwest 32, Central Missouri 32. Back to Mankato, Minnesota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
15 and a half minutes left in the game. We're tied up at 32. Northwest and Central Missouri. The winner moves on to the Elite Eight in Evansville next week where they will face Southern Connecticut State. Bearcats will inbound. Tyler Funk onto the floor along with Cooper, along with Williams, Snyder, and Kirker. Now top of the key. With it is Funk down the lane to the bucket off the glass. One goal, but draws the foul as Brennan Hughes trailing on the play will commit the foul.
Right there, again, is an example of Funk doing a little more, doing his a little bit more. He's not typically one to look to score. Usually in that situation, he would have handed it to Cooper, and that caught the defense a little off guard. He faked the handoff to Cooper, went down on the drive, and now he's at the free throw line.
2 of 4 from there tonight. Free throw here is good. Jordan, 64% shooter on the year. Jordan Epps into the game for the Mules, takes the place of John Gillum. A 33-32 Northwest lead over Central. Tyler Funk, a 6'3 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, back to the line. Second one good, nothing but net. 34-32 Northwest Missouri State in front of the Mules. Across the timeline, Dalen Robinson out between the circles. Fires the dribble, goes left side for Brenz. Brenz wants to drive on Parker, bounce pass, low left, into the lane, spinning up for the shot, and good is Brandon Hughes, his first bucket of the game. And we're tied at 34. 15 minutes left in the second half. Cooper out front, left top of the key, Funk. Holds it. Now we'll dribble left side. Jump stop through the lane, to the bucket, off the glass, one go, rebound, tip, finish control by Epps for the Mules. He'll take it down the left sideline, into the front court, to the top of the key. Through the lane he goes, reach in and a foul as he falls to the floor. That's foul coming up on Northwest. And I believe it goes on Tyler Funk, who will pick up his second. Connor! And for Northwest, also the third team foul. Mules will inbound baseline right. Inbound, low right for Hughes, posting up for Schneider. Now right side, through the lane, to the bucket, and whistle coming up. Foul on the floor as Dalen Robinson were driving through, and a reach-in foul coming up on Deshaun Cooper. That'll be Cooper's second foul on the floor, so the Mules inbound baseline right once again. Inbound Brunz right side, a 12-foot jumper, good. Really took the inbound on that right baseline and knocks down at the jumper. He's got 10 points, 8 of those coming in the second half. 36-34, Mule lead over Northwest. 14-25 left in that Central Regional. On the left side, Snyder with a three, won't go. And the rebound to Central Missouri, coming down with the rebound, Robinson. Across the timeline, right side to the top of the key. Left side, Epps, near the left sideline, guarded by Funk. Dribbles left, just inside the arc, now to the top of the key. Looks into the right corner with the pass, driving his hammer. Now front right side, Robinson. Left hander dribble, top the key, through the lane. He goes to the bucket, forcing the shot, rebound Northwest. Kirker with the board for the Cavs. And he'll bring it down the floor. Pulls up just in front of midcourt, goes into the front court, right side on Robinson. Now to Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line. Midline kicks it left side, Williams. Back pedals between the circles, left wing Cooper. Guarded by Bruns. Between the legs with the dribble, now drives on Bruns. Left side, ball knocked loose, picked up by Bruns, and marked to the floor, and a foul coming up on Deshaun.
Yeah, it's not a good foul there by Deshaun.
And that's number three on Cooper. Fourth team foul on Northwest. And Northwest Missouri State on defense here with Matt Wallace into the ballgame as Cooper goes to the sideline. Funk, Kirker, Schneider, and Williams out on the floor right now. Robinson across the timeline, looks left side for Epps. Epps on the wing. On bounce pass, low left for Hughes, trying to drive on to Schneider, into a double team, and Kirker, and he throws it away, something from the pass on the kick out was Wallace. Wallace all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in! Ties it up at 46 with 13-10 left in the game. Into the front court, off the left side goes Epps. Back pedals near the timeline, to the left wing, through the lane, on Schneider, drives and lays it up and in. Two-point Mule lead, 38-36, 12:54 left. Wallace into the front court, on the left side, guarded by Bruns. Handling the point is with Cooper on the sideline with three fouls. Wallace to the free throw line, goes inside for Funk, shot fake. Back left side on the wing, open to Schneider, three out the front of the rim, no rebound, tipped in control by Hughes for the Mules. Gives it to Robinson, across midcourt to the top of the key. Back pedals. Mules spread out their offense. Out front left for Epps. Epps going to the left baseline. Cut off into a double team. Left front for Bruns. 18 on the shot clock. A long cross court right side pass. And a three on the way is good by Charles Hammer. And now a collision underneath the bucket as Hughes and Schneider collide. I don't believe anything was called there. Horse will stop play. Schneider will come over to the sideline. And Grant Kozad into the game for Northwest. Also, Ryan Mogjosh comes in for the Mules to take the place of Hamburg, who just knocked down his first three of the game. 41-36, Northwest trails with 12:15 left in the second half. Clock Left side wall is to the top of the key. Pulls up the free throw line. Left wing for Williams. He's guarded by Robinson. Dives to the left side of the lane. Kicks the left side for Kozak. Now to Williams. Out front left for Wallace. Heels on a 5-0 run. Wallace through the lane. Gets caught in the double team. Kicks the left side. Williams open. Three on the way. Off the rim left. Fight for the rebound. Kozak gets it to Flutsky. Holds on to the ball. Bounce past left corner. Crooker puts up the three. Get it! Nothing but net from the left corner for Connor Cooper. Northwest throwing 41-39.
Cats really needed that.
Stops a 5-0 run by the Mules. On the right side is Robinson. Back pedals on the right. Guarded by Cosette. Through the lane. Kitchen to the left corner. Open log Josh. Three is off the back of the ramp. Fight for the rebound. Northwest with it. And Funk clears the board again. He is having a good game tonight. Across the timeline on the left side is Wallace. Out of Funk between the circles. Left side Wallace. Man-to-man defense out of the Mules. Wallace, free throw line. Trying to go to Kozak. Cutting the bucket. Kozak saves it inbounds. Right back to Wallace. Through the lane he goes. Now right side for Williams. Foul pass. Little right Kozak. Posting up with Deck. Grant with the dribble. Spins right. Entering the bucket. Up on the shot. Blocked from behind by Deck. But the rebound put back by Wallace. Won't go. Fight for the board inside. Controlled by White. First up in Missouri. 41-39. Northwest Missouri State down. Bearcat fans. Something might have been a foul. That trip down.
Yeah, definitely on Deck.
On the right side, Epps to the free throw line, back pedal. Flicks on the left side with it is Robinson. He'll dribble out between the circles. Northwest trailing 41-39. Robinson inside the arc, takes the jumper, knocks it in. His first bucket of the second half, 5 points total. 43-39, Central in front of Northwest. 10-22 left in this championship game of the Central Region. Cross midcourt on the left side. Wallace to the top of the key, to the free throw line, pulls up, pass low, into the lane, full front. Right there, that's Kozak up for the shot, one going to foul, this time Deck gets called for the foul. Dylan Deck with his third foul. Kozak will go to the free throw line, following a timeout. 10:09 left in the game, and Central Missouri 43, Northwest 39, back after this 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
10:09 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Central Missouri 43-39. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Grant Kozak will be going to the free throw line following the timeout after drawing the foul on Dylan Deck inside. And Matt, it's a physical game inside right now.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, just as you would expect in a game at this level, they are letting more go than what we saw called during the regular season. But that's pretty typical when you get to this level.
Kozak at the free throw line to shoot two. First one on the way. Good. Grant now with 3 points in this one. All three coming in this second half. He's an 80% shooter at the line this season. 6'8 junior out of Kearney will have one more free throw, and that one rattles out. Rebound to the Mules, coming down with the rebound Hemmert for Central Missouri. 3-point game, Northwest down 43-40 with 10 minutes left in the game. Right side Epps looks on the right wing for Bruns. He knocked out a couple big threes in the second half. Goes 0 for Hughes in the lane, spins into a double team, misses the shot, fight for the rebound, tip on goal, rebound Northwest. Cooper is back out on the floor, comes up with it, he'll go down the left sideline for Northwest. Now to the free throw line, right side for Wallace. Right wing Crooker. Connor with the dribble out between the circles, cross court left Wallace. Takes it, free throw line, pulls up, goes into the right corner. Snyder sets up, wants the three off the front of the rim, mill, and the rebound Bruns, ball loose, and it's controlled now by White for Central Missouri. Gives it to Epps across the timeline. 3-point game, Northwest Missouri State down. Between the circles, White. Now to Bruns, looks on the right wing, Epps. Pulls it. Now we'll dribble left side. Free throw line. Pulls up. Takes the fadeaway jump off the front of the rim. No, Cooper with the rebound, Northwest. Still a three-point game. Northwest down 43-40. Cooper walks it across the 10-second line right side. 9 minutes left in this Central Regional Championship. Out to the top of the key, Cooper. Dribbles right. Now dribbles to the right wing, to the right baseline, underneath the bucket, kicks it left corner for Snyder. Now left side for Wallace. Wallace now drives the lane, comes to a stop, lops it, goes left side for Cooper. 9 on the shot clock, Cooper to the top of the key, pulls up, watch the jumper on the way, out the back of the rim, no, and the rebound, the Mules. Hammer comes up with the board. Hammer coming into this game, averaging about 5 rebounds a game. Still a 3-point game, Northwest trailing Central Missouri 43-40. On the right side, Epps to the right wing. Out between the circles, Hammer. Lost the handle on the ball. Reach in and a foul coming up on Northwest. Wallace will pick up the foul. That will be Matt's first foul.
That was a good call. He got him across both forearms trying to reach in and knock the ball loose.
Kirker and Kozad to the sideline. Clock back into the game for Northwest. And Bryson Williams checks back in. Been a small lineup for Northwest right now. Inbound comes on the right side, and it goes to Epps. Epps to the top of the key. Back pedals between the circles. Having the point duties right now. 3-point game. Northwest down 43-40. Now Epps. Morrissey Silver drives through the lane, and another foul coming up on Northwest. This one on Tyler Funk. That'll be his third.
Well, just as we had talked about it being loose and letting a lot more go, they've all of a sudden started to tighten it up here over the last couple of minutes.
That seems like where they're tightening up is out on the perimeter and not inside.
Yep.
Inbound. Left side goes to Hammer. Spins underneath the bucket. Misses the shot. Rebound. Wallace comes up on the floor Northwest. Now it goes to Funk. He'll take it across New Court right side. Northwest still down by 3. 43-40. Cooper on the right wing. Drives on Bruns to the bucket. Underneath the bucket. Kicks it low left for Wallace. Now to the left corner. Snyder out front. Williams open. 3 on the way. Out the further end though. Chase for the rebound. Hustling after to Snyder for Northwest. Right side Funk on the wing. Again, Northwest down by 3. 7:45 left in this championship game. On the right side is Cooper. Out of Wallace to the top of the key. Pulls up left side. Back right for Cooper. Cooper through the lane. To the bucket. Now dishes as he goes inside. Bumping a foul coming up on Central Missouri. And this one will go on Hammer. And Hammer picks up his first foul. Breaking the action with 7:35 left. It's Central Missouri 43, Northwest 40. Back to Mankato, Minnesota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. Northwest trailing Central Missouri 43-40. Rayleigh Station break. This lost 10 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats will inbound, baseline right. Northwest down by 3 in the Central Region Championship with Central Missouri. Inbound, right side for Snyder. Snyder goes to Cooper and Northwest with 35 on the shot clock. 7.5 minutes left in this game. Going from our right to our left. Cooper out near midcourt. Gets a screen. Will drive down the lane left side. Kicks it back left side on the wing for Williams. Down to the left corner, Cooper. The 3 on the way. Got it. The three from the left corner before to Sean Cooper. He's got 14 points and ties this game up at 43. On the right side, Robinson through the lane, back over to the free throw line, up for the shot over Williams. Short rebound tipped by Williams, but it's picked up left side by Donald. Took out his hands by Bryson Williams. And Bryson will take it across the timeline, and now a stop play as Robinson fell to the floor there, saying he got hit in the chopper.
Are they really going to look at video?
Oh, they're coming over.
He flopped. He flopped. They'll see it, so it's not, nothing's going to come out of this. This is basically just going to slow the game down. It was a huge flop.
Stop clock could have been at least a 5-on-4 there coming down the floor.
Yeah, Wallace was the one that knocked the ball loose and then was just standing there perfectly still, and they're going to see it here in just a second. They watched the video just to our right. And actually, I don't even think they can see the contact. They're saying he was setting a screen. He wasn't really setting a screen. He was just standing perfectly still because he knew that contact was probably going to happen and didn't want to get called for a foul. So it was perfectly played by Matt Wallace.
Tied up at 43, Northwest will inbound. The unfortunate thing out of this is tough, what could have been a nice run in transition.
Now, I tell you, Central picks times to flop. But Dylan Deck usually is the one we see flop, but that was a definite flop out there.
43-43, Northwest and Central Missouri. Cooper Walker across the timeline. Just under 7 minutes left in this championship game in the Central region. Cooper down the lane, kicks a left corner for Wallace. Wallace with the dribble on the right side. Back pedal started by Epps. Crossover dribble to the left baseline. Gets caught off the air, tries to kick it back out. It's tipped and will go out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest as they'll inbound. Now with 12 on the shot clock, 6:40 left in the game.
Hammer got a hand on it.
So Schneider on the far side will inbound to the backcourt. Gets it to, or the Schneider will get it and get it to Cooper. Top of the key, now through the lane, drives to the bucket, lays it up, and rims around and out. And the rebound to Hemrick and Central Missouri. Now to Epps, he pushes across main court right side to Bruns on the right wing, drives baseline, stops, pops, jumper short, rebound. Wallace and Bruns collide, ball on the baseline, out of bounds, it belongs to Northwest off Bruns' foot.
Yeah, his foot came up in the air while he was falling backwards, and it actually hit him right on the side of the ankle and went out of bounds. Great effort, though, by Wallace to force that situation.
Again, Northwest with a chance to take the lead with 6:17 left. We're tied at 43. Cooper across midcourt to the top of the key. Little right side through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and no. And the rebound deck for Central Missouri. Allen goes to Epps down the left sideline. Still tied at 43. Epps top of the key through the lane. Drives up for the shot. Forces it too hard. Rebound. Cooper trying to take it away from the rather in a tie-up now as he's trying to take away from White on the floor. Possession arrow gives it to Northwest. And if you're just tuning in, Dylan Starza went out with a leg injury very early in this ball game, and it will not come back in this one tonight. Northwest was playing with a little bit of a smaller lineup, but been playing a very effective and fighting hard with this Mule team, tied up at 43. 5:51 left in the game. Wallace across the timeline left side to the top of the key, and a bump and a foul. That's going to come up on Epps, and that will be his second foul.
Tried to fight over the top of the screen, and in doing so, bumped Cooper.
The fifth team foul, so the Bearcats will inbound right in front of us on the left side. Robinson come into the ball game and White to the sideline for Central Missouri. Northwest with Wallace, Cooper, Schneider, Williams, along with Funk on the floor. Wallace on the left side holds it as Northwest spreads out the offense. 5:35 left in the game, tied up at 43. Wallace at the top of the key, dribbles right side, now to Williams left. Williams will penetrate through the lane, comes to a jump stop, and get called for a travel. Yeah, a little bit off balance, going through the lane, the turnover gives it to Central Missouri. 5:27 left, still tied at 43. The winner will move into the Elite Eight and face a Southern Connecticut State in Evansville, Indiana next week. Top of the key goes David Robinson. Dribbles left side, Bruns on the wing. High post left for Deck, he's pushing up with Schneider. Coming from the help side, Wiskaka steals it away on the dribble. We'll give it up to Cooper. And Cooper will slow it up and go across the timeline. Cooper across midcourt right side. Dribbles top of the key. Looks left side for Wallace. Now to the free throw line. Pulls up left side for Williams into the left corner. With it for Funk. Now to Williams. Williams bounce pass low left for Wallace. Kicks it back right side for Schneider on the skip pass. Now to the top of the key, Cooper. Seven on the shot clock. Cooper right side pulls up. Goes cross court left for Williams. Three on the shot clock. A three on the wing off the rim and won't go. And rebound Mule. Still tied at 43. 4.5 minutes left in the game. Across the timeline, Robinson for the Mules. Back pedals near the timeline. Looks right side, Bruns. Out front, Hammer. Started by Funk. Out of bronze on the right wing. Low right for Deck. In the lane. Knocked loose by Funk. He didn't come out on the outside. And it's going to be a foul, though, coming up. And a charge on Deck as he knocks Snyder to the floor. So Dylan Deck will pick up his fourth foul. That's Snyder's four to get up.
And two officials are going to come together here and have a chat about that contact. I don't know if anything will come out of it, but they will at least chat.
4:18 left. Again, we're still tied at 43. Neither team scored the last several possessions.
Yeah, you look at Northwest, they got a free throw out of Grant Cozad at the 10-10 mark, and that's what put them at 43. And, excuse me, that put them at 40. At 43, Dalen Robinson with 10:29 to go. So it's been it's over 6 minutes since Central has scored. And for Northwest, it's been right at about 3 minutes since they have scored and hit the 43 mark.
4:18 left. Northwest and Central Missouri officials over at the scores table again, checking that last play.
Yeah, there's some question about that contact underneath the bucket. We'll see. They weren't really able to see a lot of the contact the last time they checked the video, but we'll see if they get a better look this time around.
And one thing about it, that last foul was the fourth on Deck.
Which I think is tremendous, because he hasn't had to see a lot of Cozad and obviously not much of Starzl tonight. Those are the two that have gotten him in foul trouble several times, or in both ball games. So for him to not get into foul trouble until this late, but being matched up with a couple of guys that he doesn't usually go up against is something to be said.
43-43, Northwest Missouri and Central Missouri again with 4:18 left. And I can't really say enough about the work that Northwest is getting with Snyder defensively tonight, along with Tyler Funk, as they really have stepped up their game tonight. And they played well all season long, but they really had to come in and contribute here with Dylan Starzl out of this ball game with that leg injury from early in that first half.
I tell you, if you want to look at pure extra effort tonight, you got to look at Zach Snyder, because he has had to play the five position tonight more than really ever. I mean, he usually doesn't ever have to worry about that, but with Starzl out and Cozad with three fouls, we've seen Zach have to play the five a little bit tonight, and I think he has done a tremendous job. Now, he's had some help, you know, defensively. The guys around him have played well also, but Snyder really doing it on the defensive end.
Here are the three officials reviewing the video right now. The officials for tonight's game, Lewis Garrison along with Jeff Campbell and John Moore.
And now they've finally found the spot. They got all this fancy equipment for the video here, but they're having a trouble even finding where the spot was that the contact was made.
Now you see, we can kind of see the way they have the monitor turned our direction. We've seen the point where Snyder is on the floor. Now they've got super slow motion now trying to see on this video.
They zoomed in on it as well here. Yeah. And I don't know that there's going to be anything flagrant here. Deck just kind of dipped his shoulder and put it basically right in the gut of Snyder to knock him to the ground. So I don't know if they'll go with anything flagrant here, but we'll just kind of stick with the foul call.
Regardless, foul number four on Deck.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Absolutely, for sure. And you know, one thing I'm seeing right here that I think is pretty cool, you look at Deshaun Cooper and Bryson Williams, really relaxed right now, despite this being a 43-all game. It's a fairly relaxed feeling, and that's what you got to have. And, you know, obviously they know the game and the situation serious, but trying to stay relaxed because there's going to be some big moments to come in this ball game for sure.
4:18 left. Again, we're tied at 43. The winner will be into the Elite Eight in Evansville.
And again, they're still looking at the video, and they're actually talking with the alternate official who is sitting right over next to the video. And I really don't know that there's going to be anything more added to what has already been called. The foul call was made, but now the three officials on the floor are discussing what they've seen. The one official who wasn't looking at the video, standing on the floor, he said to the other two, "Let me give you some information," as they came back out onto the floor. So he's just giving his ideas. He hasn't seen the video yet, and now they're going to have him go over and take a look as well. I think the fans just assume him leave the call the way it is and get back to basketball.
Well, you look here in front of us here. You got so we're just trying to stay loose here. You got Deshaun Cooper doing some stretching, and you see down the other end from the old players, a couple of them just jumping up and down.
And that last time they looked at the video, the only thing that maybe they're looking at, Deck did kind of stick his elbow out to initiate that contact. I don't think it really warrants more than the call that was made, but maybe that's something that's causing them to take a deeper look at it. I think they're done looking at the video. Now they're just discussing how to proceed with what they saw on the video. And with something like this, you want to make sure the call goes right, because you're going to have half of this gym upset no matter which way it goes. And now they call the two head coaches to midcourt to discuss the decision that's been made.
Got Kim Anderson and Ben McCollum coming over at midcourt. Kim kind of acting like he doesn't think it's going his way.
He was rolling his eyes before he got to midcourt. So the lead official right now explaining to the two head coaches at the same time exactly what they have discovered. And both head coaches kind of nodding here like they understand the explanation. Nobody totally upset right now.
So again, both coaches heading back to the other end now. And it looks like they're just going to call the charge coming up against the deck.
Took a long time to get to that conclusion. I think most of the fans came to that conclusion about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
We're tied at 43 with 4:18 left. Northwest will have the ball go from our right to our left. That last foul on Central Missouri, their sixth team foul. Both teams playing with 16 fouls right now. Across the timeline, Cooper for Northwest. Guarded by Bruns off that left wing. Cooper free throw line through the lane. Kicks the right side for Williams. Williams now with the drive to the bucket. Lays it up off the right side. Won't go. Rebound on the floor. Controlled by Central Missouri. Across the timeline with the dribble goes Daylon Robinson. He is still tied at 43. Just under 4 minutes left in this championship game. Robinson out off the left side. Dribbles left to the left corner. Pulls up the dribble. Have a double team. Now to Hembrick on the left. Drives on Funk through the lane to the bucket. Blocked away by Cozette. Picked up by Northwest inside. Funk with the rebound. And again, we're tied at 43. 3:38 left.
Again, it was a 10:29 mark the last time Central scored. The 7:19 mark the last time Northwest scored.
Wallace out front. Looks low left for Cozette. Cozette trying to post up in the lane. Spins right. Up for the shot. And it's no good, but a whistle and a foul. This will get grabbed to the line. And the foul will go on Brendan Hughes. That'll be his third. Hughes playing in place of Dylan Deck. Breaking the action, 3:24 left. It's still a 43-43 game. Northwest and Central Missouri. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
24 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri tied up at 43. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest and Central Missouri tied up at 43 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, it may come down to free throws down the stretch here.
Yeah, it really could. And thankfully, Northwest has done a good job here in Mankato hitting free throws, and hopefully that will carry over to the stretch.
We're 8 of 12 so far tonight. The Mules have only been to the line twice coming in the first half. They're 1 of 2. Cozette at the line to shoot two here. First one goes. And that breaks the 43-43 logjam. Now a 44-43 Bearcat lead with 3:24 left. Cozette back to the line as the arena goes quiet. 6'8 junior with the free throw on the way. Rattles around and out. And the Mules with the rebound. A one-point Bearcat lead, 44-43 with 3:19 left. And the winner moves on to Evansville, Indiana, and the Elite Eight. On the right side, Bruns on the wing. He's knocked down a couple big threes in this half. Left side pass, Robinson. Robinson to the top of the key. Now through the lane to the bucket as a bump out on the perimeter. They'll wave off the shot that went down. Foul on the floor. This will come up on Northwest. And the foul will be on Matt Wallace. That'll be Wallace's second. And this will get Robinson to the line, who's a 74% shooter this year. His first trip to the line tonight. Dylan Deck, the only player for the Mules who's been to the line. Robinson shooting a 1-1. That last foul, the seventh key foul on Northwest. The front end of the 1-1 rolls in. And we're tied at 44.
7 minutes and 24 seconds, the scoreless drought for Central Missouri.
Six-foot senior out of Kansas City, Missouri. Played at Texas Tech before coming to the Mule program. Knocks down the second free throw. 1 point Mule lead over Northwest, 45-44. 3 minutes left in regulation. Across the timeline, right side, Cooper. Guarded by Bruns. Cooper on the right to the top of the key. Left right side, Williams. Williams getting a screen by Cozad. Left side, Plunk. Now on the left wing, Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Pulls up. Looks left side, Cooper. Cooper out near midcourt. 2:42 left. Bringing the circles. Now drives as he gets screened by Kozak. Pulls up right of the lane. Cross-court pass left side. Mark Leaper picked up by Funk with one on the shot clock. Launches the three. Misses it off the right side. And the shot clock violation will give the ball to the Mules. 45-44. Central in front of Northwest with 2:28 left. And then the winner moves on to the lead eight. Robinson to take it across the timeline. Drain the circles. Goes right side. Mules by one. Runs on the right wing. Out to the top of key. Hammer. Hammer. Looks right side. Now to Bruns on the right wing. Drives to the right baseline. Cut off. Back pedals out of a double team with Cozad and Cooper. Lobs it right side on the wing. Robinson. Trying to drive on. Wallace pulls up. Free throw line right with the jump shot. Off the further and no. Long rebound. Hustling after Cozad at the free throw line for Northwest. Cats down by one. 45-44. Just under 2 minutes left in regulation. Cooper across the timeline from our right to our left. Guarded by Bruns out front. Gets a screen by Cozad. Dribbles left wing. Now back right. Inside the arc. Takes the jumper out front. Knocks it down. Deshaun Cooper with 16 points. Northwest by one. 46-45. 1:35 left. Into the front court right side. Timeout Central Missouri. As Robinson took it across the timeline, the Mules call the timeout. 1:33 left. Northwest 46. Central Missouri 45. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
1:33 left, Northwest by 1:46-45. Zach Snyder coming into the game for Northwest. On the floor for the Cats, Williams, Wallace, Funk, Cooper, and Snyder. Inbound for the Mules. Dathan Robinson to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Bruns on the wing. Trying to look in. Nothing there. Out to the top of the key. Hammer. Guarded by Williams. 19 on the shot. Clock runs right side with 1:19 left in the game. Bruns dribbles right side. Gives it to Robinson. Out near the timeline. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Wants to go one-on-one with Wallace. Stops. Pops out front. Runs around out. Rebound Northwest. Cooper comes down with a rebound. Funding for it with Funk and a timeout Northwest. 1:06 left. Northwest 46, Central Missouri 45. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Matt Gorder, we've got a defensive battle going here tonight with 1:06 left. Both teams in white now being held under the lowest point totals of the season. Northwest by one, though, 46-45 as they lead Central Missouri.
Yeah, you don't usually think of a low-scoring basketball game as being a fun one to watch, but this one sure has been.
Cooper will walk her across midcourt with 1 minute left in regulation. Northwest by one. 46-45. Northwest in front. Cats spread things out. Cooper wants to go one-on-one with Bruns out front. Now Kirker steps out to try to set a screen. Now he'll back cut with the elbow on the left side. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 45 seconds left in regulation. Cooper between the circles. Gets a screen by Kirker. Now to Kirker off left side. Tries to go in the lane, throws it away. It's picked up by White. A one-point difference, Northwest up. White left side goes to Bruns with 32 seconds left in the game. Bruns out front, finds Robinson. Big turnover by the Bearcats. Robinson out front right side. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Now to the top of the key. A second difference between the shot and game clock. On the right side, Hammer cries the lane. Whistle, a foul shot won't go, but Hammer will go to the free throw line with 17.3 seconds left to shoot two.
That'll be the fifth as well.
So Hamrick will go to the free throw line.
No, that's not right. They signaled this scorer's table signaled five, as in that was the fifth foul on Kirker, but that's just his first.
Yeah, so
right?
Kirker picks up his first.
Yeah.
So at the free throw line, Charles Hamrick shooting two. Free throw on the way, good. So Hammerick's first free throw of the game ties it up at 46. There's 17.3 seconds left. Hammerick, a 63% shooter on the year. Back to the line to try to give the Mules the lead. And the free throw rolls out. Rebound loose in the lane, controlled by Northwest. With it is Kirker, and timeout Northwest. We'll keep it right here. Hammerick goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line to tie this thing up at 46 with 14.2 seconds left.
Great position to be in here for Northwest. No question. You just work for the last shot. You got to take care of the basketball. Obviously, Deshaun Cooper going to have a hold of the ball at some point in time, most likely right away. In the possession and let the game come to him, whether it be a drive and kick or he takes it to the hole or hits something outside. He's going to be the one to make this play happen. For the Cats, the only thing you can't do is turn it over with enough time or give up a missed shot and an offensive rebound with enough time for Central to do anything with it. You just want to make sure you get the final shot of regulation to either win it or send it into overtime.
There are 9 ties in this game, 14 lead changes. The largest lead of this game for Northwest has been 4. The largest lead for the Mules has been 5. It's been tight throughout. Bearcats playing without Dylan Starza, who went down with a leg injury fairly early in this game. But the rest of the Bearcat team has stepped up. They have played well in this defensive battle.
So somebody's got the potential of having one of those March moments, those moments that these guys have dreamed about. There's an opportunity for somebody right now.
And that opportunity for the Bearcats could come from Cooper, Snyder, Williams, Kirker, or Wallace as they come out onto the floor. Zach Snyder will inbound on the far side, still in the backcourt, about three-quarters into the backcourt. And Northwest will inbound facing some pressure. Snyder wants to inbound, and he lobs the inbound to Cooper. And Cooper, 12 seconds left in the game, will trot across the timeline, met by Bruns. They spread things out. Cooper at the top. Down the lane. Kicks it into the left corner. Three by Williams on the way. Rims around and out. The tip will go. Fight on the baseline. Pulled down by T.J. White. And a long shot at the buzzer. Goes wide right. And we are going to overtime in Mankato, Minnesota in the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament.
And Williams frustrated, but he got a good look. Took a good shot. It didn't go. That happens. No question. That was what Northwest wanted to be able to do. And Williams just knows that he was that close to him being the one to have the moment right there. But the Cats doing just what they needed to do. Didn't give Central any time to do anything with an offensive rebound. And also, when he took the shot, it gave the Cats enough time to potentially get a tip in or to get an offensive rebound and maybe get it in on the miss. Just didn't happen, so we got free basketball.
It's a 46-46 game with 5 minutes to go in overtime. And for Central Missouri, the lowest point total they've had this season was 56, and that was against Arkansas Tech in a win in the matchup on Saturday evening, as they defeated Arkansas Tech 56-44. And the lowest that any team has scored against them this season was in that game as well. Right now it's a 46-46 game for the Bearcats. The fewest points they've scored this year was 50. And that was back in Minnesota against Southwest Minnesota back early in the season. So both of these teams at the end of regulation have been held to their lowest point total of the season, but we got five more minutes to go.
That's exactly right, and I still would assume it's going to be low scoring in this 5 minutes as well, but also assume, like we've seen the entire ball game, that it's going to be close.
The winner of this one will face Southern Connecticut State in the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana next week. We're ready to go. To jump center for Northwest will be Zach Snyder. He'll jump it up against Dylan Deck. Deck is playing with four fouls. Northwest has Dylan Starzl on the sideline with that leg injury. Suffered about a minute, 2 minutes into this ballgame. So the tip is ready to go. Tip is up, and it is controlled by Central Missouri as White comes down with it and takes a finger to the eye. And now another official stops play. You see if White is okay. He shakes his head, yes. So now the Mules will inbound. Tied up at 46 as we go to overtime. Inbound from Hemrick goes to Robinson. Takes it to the top of the key. Looks off on the right side. And with it, Hemrick between the circles. Left side pass gets it to Robinson. Guarded by Matt Wallace. Out top left runs. Wants the three on the wing. Rims out too hard. Fight for the board on the right side. Pulled down by White for the Mules. Now to Hemrick on the right side. To the baseline on Funk. Through the lane to the bucket off the glass. Rims round and in. Hemrick got it to fall. He has 12 points and it's a 2-point game. Mules in front of Northwest. Wallace into the front court left side. 48-46. Northwest Missouri State trails. Early moments of overtime. Funk on the right side to the free throw line right. Now front left finds Cooper. Guarded by Bruns. Cooper top of the key to the free throw line right. Out front finds Funk into the left corner. Wallace. Wallace picked up by White. Dribbles out free throw line. Sets. Wants the jumper. Fade away. No. And the rebound on the floor. Chased down by the Mules. And with it is Robinson. There we go. Left to right. 3:59 left and a timeout by Central Missouri. 48-46. Central Missouri in front of Northwest with 3:58 left in overtime.
And then that last shot by Wallace, the frustration for Coach McCullum that nobody went after that rebound. It was all Mules after that loose ball, and he just wanted to see some more effort toward that loose ball to try to get the board.
3:58 left in overtime. 2-point lead for the Mules. 48-46. And one thing that's key here early in this overtime, you don't want to see the Mules get out to too much of a lead here because sometimes when Whiteman's overtime can really start to swing, and it'd be nice to see Northwest come down and make a good defensive stop here.
Yeah, especially since points have been few and far between. I mean, the last 10 minutes of regulation, we only saw 6 points scored combined between the two teams. So there hadn't been a lot of points to go around because these two teams are playing such great defense. So they are definitely precious in overtime as well.
And the winner of this matchup will get Southern Connecticut State next week in Evansville, Indiana in the Elite Eight. We're down to the round of 16 tonight and be well down to 8 by the time everything is done this evening. And for Northwest, they've got to make their third trip to the Elite Eight. Their first trip was to Evansville, and then they made a couple years later a trip to Bakersfield, California for a trip to the Elite Eight. Here they're down by 2, 48-46. Charles Hamrick will inbound in front of the scorer's table right near the Mule bench. Hamrick lobs the inbound into the backcourt where it's chased down by Dalen Robinson. Mules in this second half point from our left to our right. Deck with it out on the perimeter. Now between the circles, Hamrick. Guarded by Williams. Hamrick with the double right side. Give us to the right corner to the right baseline. Cut off by Williams. Brings it back right side with 11 on the shot. Clock out near midcourt with a pass goes to Robinson. Robinson on to Wallace. Spins in the lane and gets called for a double-double. And the turnover gives it to Northwest. Cats get that defensive stop.
Great defensive effort there by Wallace to force that double dribble.
Northwest down by 2, 48-46, 3:30 left in overtime. Cross midcourt right side is Deshaun Cooper drives to the bucket, misses the layup, a foul on his way to the bucket. And this foul will go on Preston Bruns. That'll be number 3 on Bruns as Cooper went driving by him. He'll go to the line to shoot 2 with 3:26 left and a chance to tie this game up. Cooper's been playing most of the second half with 3 fouls. It's his first trip to the line tonight, and he knocks down the free throw. 17 points for Koop. 76% shooter on the year. Brings Northwest to within one. Cooper Seitz shoots and misses as it's off the front of the rim, and the rebound to the Mules. Northwest down 48-47, 3:21 left in overtime. Robinson between the circles. Dribbles left side, finds Bruns, guarded by Cooper. Between the circles, Hammett. Looks right side, White. Dribbles twice, hands off to Robinson. Robinson, free throw line through the lane, drives through a couple of Bearcats, lays it up and in. As Taylor Robinson drives and hits the shot, and it's a three-point game. Northwest down 50-47, just under 3 minutes left in overtime. Cooper across the timeline. Left side for Wallace. Left corner for Snyder. The three on the way. Got it. Nothing but in. Zach with his second three of the game. Ties it up at 50 with 2:43 left. Out front, David Robinson. Right wing pass runs. Trying to look in. Nothing there. Between the circles, Hammer. Just holds it out near the top of the key. Hands off to Robinson. Puts it out near midcourt with 18 on the shot. Clock 2:27 left in OT. Robinson, crossover dribble down the lane to the right side. Goes to a stop. Pulls up the dribble, right side for Bruns. Bruns right side, to the free throw line, down the lane. Now shovels the pass right side for White. Puts it up and in. And it's now a two-point Mule lead, 52-50, with 2:09 left in overtime. The winner moves on to Evansville, Indiana, and the lead eight. Out to the top of the key, Cooper. Drives on Bruns, down the lane right, hangs in the air, banks it in, and a foul! LaShawn Cooper with 19 points, hung in the air as Bruns commits the foul. That will be number four on Preston Bruns. Cooper back to the line. This game's tied at 52, a chance to give the Bearcats the lead.
It'd be the first time in overtime they've had the lead.
1:58 left in OT. Cooper, side, shoots and hits. 53-52 Northwest. 1:58 left. Into the front court goes Robinson. Dribbles left on Wallace. Out front, White. Down the lane right on Williams. Up for the right-handed push shot off the glass and good. T.J. White coming up big in overtime. 4 of his 6 points coming in the OT. Northwest down by 1. 54-53. 1:39 left. Cooper out front. Dribbles right side. Stop. Pop. Jumper on the way. Rims around. Out. Fight for the board on the baseline. And it's saved inbounds by Hammer. Goes to Bruns. Northwest down by 1. 1:27 left in the overtime. Robinson across the timeline. Out near midcourt, just dribbling the ball from right hand to left hand. Now left side, Bruns on the wing. Hammer out between the circles. 1:15 left. 16 on the shot clock. Bruns left wing, low left for Deck. Drives on Schneider to the baseline. Cut off ball, loose and a foul inside. And this one will send Deck to the free throw line. Foul on Northwest. Schneider picks up the foul. That's the second on Schneider. Deck at the line, just a 62% shooter. 1 of 2 from the line. Those two free throws taken very early in this game. It's the first team All-MIAA performer. Free throw on the way. Rims in. Makes it a 55-53 game. Mules in front. Puck goes to the sideline. And back into the game, Connor Cooker. 108 left. 55-53. Dylan Deck, 6'9 player, knocks down the second free throw. End of the game, John Gillum and Deck to the sideline, and a timeout Mules. 108 left, Northwest down by 3, 56-53.
Tell you, Gillum came out, and he was really wincing as he was coming out onto the court. I don't know if anybody noticed that for the Cats, but I'd like to see them go right at him because he's been on the bench for a while, and like I said, that wincing tells me something doesn't feel right, and I'd like to be able to take advantage of that.
56-53, Central Missouri in front of Northwest. Again, it's been close throughout. 11 ties and now 17 lead changes in this game.
Every Bearcat that has played today has scored some points. So it's been contributions all around, even though it has been a low-scoring game.
These two teams tied for the regular season championship in the MIAA. And one of these teams will move on to the Elite Eight of the NCAA Division II National Tournament.
And Gillum is really hurting. He's wincing quite a bit. He's guarding Matt Wallace right now.
Cooper will take it across the timeline, being met now by David Robinson. Drives through the lane to the bucket off the left side, banks it in. Sean Cooper drives and hits the layup, and it's a one-point game. Northwest down 56-55, under a minute left. We're at 53 seconds left. Cats need a defensive stop. Robinson into the front court and a timeout, Central Missouri. So the Cats pulled within one, 50.8 seconds left. And the Mules with ball, but the timeout.
You'd have to think that the next time around that Cooper gets the ball, they're probably going to give him a little room because he's had a couple of drives here where he's been able to get by them, and that may give him an opportunity for one of those spot-up threes if he's got enough room out top.
Another chance now, Northwest, for a defensive stop here. They could really use one.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're down by one, you got to have one because the number of possessions are obviously going to be limited. Central Missouri's been very patient on offense, and I'm sure they'll do the same with this possession, try to at least cut that the game clock in half.
Cats break the timeout with Snyder, Cooper, along with Williams, Wallace, and Funk. The inbound is Charles Hamrick for Central Missouri. Just to the left of the Mules bench in front of the scorer's table on the near side. The inbound comes on the right. It goes to David Robinson. 47 seconds left in the game. 23 on the shot clock out front. But it is Hamrick. Hamrick between the circles. Trying to drive on Williams. Get up. Goes left side. Finds Gillum. One dribble. Now between the circles. Robinson. 13 on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Robinson dribbles to the right wing. Sets up. Wants an open three on the right side. Knocks it in. That's a big run by David Robinson. Now 59-55 game. Northwest down with 26 seconds left. Cooper drives through the lane. Tries to kick him in the left corner before he does. A foul as he falls to the floor with 22.6 seconds left. Northwest down 59-55.
Now it's going to be a situation where Northwest, no matter what happens with the free throws here, are going to have to commit fouls.
Bruns picks up that last foul. That's the fifth for the Mankato natives as he'll go to the sideline. Northwest down 59-55 with 22.6 seconds left in overtime.
So you hope for a couple of free throw makes here, but like I said, no matter what happens, if he gets both, one doesn't get any, it's still going to be a situation where the Cats are going to have to try to get a quick foul if they don't get a steal on an inbound.
Steps to come into the game for Bruns. Cooper goes to the free throw line. Sean, 2-3 tonight at the line. And with 22.6 seconds left in overtime. Cooper with a deep breath. Eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. Good.
I'll tell you, the guy who's got the toughest job right now, and that's Dylan Starzl. You look down at him on the bench, and he wants to be in this ball game so badly right now. It has just been painful for him to watch, not be able to participate.
A three-point game. Cooper's second free throw is good, so Deshaun hits both. And now 59-57 game. Cats in full court pressure. Inbound left side. And a quick foul by Wallace as he reaches in on Baylen Robinson. Wallace picks up the foul, and that's number three on Wallace. And this will get Robinson to the line. A good free throw shooter at 74% this year. He's hit 2 of 2 from there tonight. 59-57. Northwest down by two with 21.4 seconds left. The senior out of Kansas City, a deep knee bend. Now a dribble. And the free throw out the front of the rim. Gets the miss.
Got to make sure and get a block out here if you're Northwest.
Connor Kirker into the ballgame. Now in T.J. White for the Mules as Gillum goes to the sideline. 59-57. Northwest down by two with 21.4 seconds left. Robinson back to the line. His second free throw on the way. Rims out. Northwest gets the rebound. So Robinson misses both free throws. Northwest down by two. 17 seconds left in overtime. Cooper on the right side, through the lane, back pedals on the left, to the left wing. 11 seconds left in OT. Getting cast down by two. Cooper, left corner for Williams. Williams, now back to Cooper, left side, three on the way, off the front, and it goes short, rebound comes down to the Mules with 2.4 seconds left, and a technical has been called on the Mules.
Wow!
Robinson bounced the ball high in the air after coming down with that rebound, and a foul, and a technical on Central Missouri.
What a mistake! Unbelievable! You've got to be kidding me. Take advantage. Take advantage. You don't get handed gifts like this at Christmas.
2.4 seconds left. Northwest down by 2, 59-57. The three officials now gathered near midcourt talking this over. And I tell you what, Kim Anderson, gave Daylon Robinson a look that I would not want to have from somebody.
I didn't even see the look, and I felt it. I mean, wow, that is... you know, we talked about Sunday night how big of a mistake it was for a technical right after a personal foul for the big guy from Mankato. This is a mistake that's 10 times bigger, and the Cats have a gift here that they need to take advantage of.
2.4 seconds left. The Cats will shoot the technicals as Bryson Williams comes down to shoot technicals.
And Williams, who had missed the three in the corner at the end of regulation, with a chance to make up for it right here.
Williams goes to the line all by himself with 2.4 seconds left in overtime, trying to tie the game up. His first free throw good.
And there's a Central fan that went behind the basket trying to gain the attention of Williams, and he just got told by an official to get out of the way.
One more free throw on the way, and that one's good. So we're tied now at 59. Now we'll go to the other end. And we got free throws at the other end with that foul stopping the clock at 2.4. T.J. White going to the free throw line, and he's... now check it. It's going to be Robinson going to the free throw line. So Robinson going to the line.
And you know he's got to be a little bit shaken mentally after that mistake.
Tied up at 59. Robinson missed a couple free throws a moment ago. Free throw here. On the way. And rolls out. We'll have one more. But before he does, a timeout by Northwest.
Yep, good timeout here. Take a full, let Robinson think about it for a little while longer.
Robinson, 2 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. Again, a 74% shooter on the year. Matt, just when you think you've seen it all in this game.
Yeah.
No. If it comes up, you never seen it.
You need to tell yourself that there's no such thing as seeing it all. I mean, as many times as we think that unbelievable mistake there by Robinson. And he does have a chance here to try to make up for it, but... You could tell by the way he was reacting on the sideline. He was pretty shaken up by the mistake, and I'm sure that's in the back of his mind right now. Everything on the line here, and, you know, the Cats still, even if he does make a free throw with an opportunity with a couple of seconds left to at least get a shot off, but this is going to be the biggest free throw of Robinson's life right here.
2.4 seconds left. Robinson going to the free throw line to try to give the Mules a one-point lead in overtime. Deep breath. The knee bend. Now the dribble. And the free throw is good. A one-point lead for the Mules, 60-59. 2.4 seconds left and a timeout by Northwest.
3 seconds.
Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Seconds left in overtime. Northwest down by one, 60-59. Meg Winter.
And you're likely to see some level of full court pressure here by Central. It's not going to be a lot of pressure. They just want to get Northwest to inbound the ball as deep as possible, so they've got less opportunity to get up the floor. Basically, you've got an inbound, maybe a couple of dribbles, and then the shot's got to go off.
Wallace will inbound for Northwest. They've got Williams, Snyder, and Crooker lining up in the front court. Cooper, near midcourt, to try to take this inbound from Wallace. No one is guarding Wallace to try to get the inbound. Now Epps will try to double-team Cooper along with White. Inbound comes to Cooper right side to midcourt. Into the front court. Launches the jumper. The buzzer off the back of the rim. And that's it. Central Missouri will go on to... Evansville, Indiana, to represent the MIAA in the Central Region in the Elite Eight, as they will take on the Southern Connecticut State for Northwest Missouri State. Heartbreaking loss, but a heck of a season for this Bearcat team, coming up just a point short in overtime to Central Missouri in this Central Region Championship.
Yep, they had some opportunities both at the end of regulation and in the overtime, but just ended up a 1 point short here tonight.
60-59, Central Missouri with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back again in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kemp Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It took overtime to do it, but the Central Missouri Mules move on to the Elite Eight as they will represent the MIAA as well as the Central Region in the Elite Eight after a one-point win over Northwest, 60-59. Gorder, they've announced the all-tournament team here.
Yeah, and Deshaun Cooper from Northwest on that all-tournament team. Also, Monahan, Zach Monahan from Minnesota State, Mankato. Marcus Addison from Missouri Southern. Dylan Deck from Central Missouri. And somehow Charles Hamrick got the most outstanding player from this one. And I don't know if he was the best for Central. I don't know if I would have picked him as the top player for Central this week, but somehow he ends up with that award. I think he's deserving to be on the all-tournament team, but I don't know about most outstanding player.
Quite a tough loss for Northwest tonight in overtime. Last season, the Bearcat season came to a close in the championship game of the MIAA tournament, losing in overtime to Central Missouri this year. They lose to the Mules in overtime this time in the championship game of the Central Region.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of things frustrating about tonight, but I tell you, those frustrating things are also reasons to be proud of this team and what they did tonight. Losing one of your top starters, one of your top two players very early in the game, and to still make this an overtime game and a one-point game, absolutely incredible effort by the team and what they had to go through because they did lose him tonight. And the effort was just tremendous. They had opportunities. We saw just a barely miss at the end of the regulation on a good shot by Bryson Williams from three-point range in the corner that could have won it. They went to overtime, got some big free throws from Bryson in overtime, as well as some other players. Just ended up 1 point short tonight. And this is one of those games with these two teams, and a little bit cliche, but you hate to see either of them have to lose, but that's the way that it's got to go.
Yeah, Dylan Starzl, the starting center for Northwest. Early in that ball game, they took a pass, went into the lane, had his tie-up with Dylan Deck inside. Unfortunately for Dylan Starzl, landed awkwardly, and he knew immediately that it was not just an injury that he'll just shake off and get back into the ball game. You could tell right off the bat that that was something serious.
Yeah, because he's got a real high tolerance for pain. I mean, he's the guy that has taken a beating inside this year, and when he stayed down for more than just a few seconds, you knew it wasn't going to be good. He ended up going straight to the locker room at that point and then coming out of the locker room with ice on the left ankle and having that ankle wrapped up. So, yeah, it would have been great to see the teams fully matched, but I don't think you can use that as an excuse because of the way Dillon's teammates stepped up and played in this ball game tonight.
Yeah, guys like Zach Snyder, Tyler Funk coming off the bench, just a heck of an effort by everyone that saw the floor tonight for Northwest. Just a tough loss, but a heck of a season for the Bearcats.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, to get to the regional championship, and you know, this is the first time under Coach McCollum they've made it this far, so that's pretty cool. I know they would have loved to have gone farther and gone back to Evansville, but there's a lot to be proud about this Bearcat team this year.
Five seniors really put their stamp on this Bearcat program under Coach McCollum.
You know, it's really weird because when you look at players that get that much playing time for other teams, you think, man, these guys have been here forever. When are they done? But when they're on your team, it's like, holy smokes, they just started, and they're done already? You know, these guys have had such incredible careers, all five of them. It has felt like it's gone by faster than it actually has, but it's been a lot of fun to watch those guys grow up and play a lot of good basketball and win a lot of good ball games for the team in green.
Yeah, those five seniors, Deshaun Cooper, along with Bryson Williams, also Kyle Slake, Dylan Starzl, and just a great group of seniors out there that really put together a fine career here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've passed on a lot to the guys that will be coming back as well. The future is very bright for this Bearcat team. Usually when you lose five seniors like that, you're going to be decimated. But I think the future is bright even just as early as next year because of the legacy of those five seniors.
One thing with that injury to Dylan Starzl too, Matt, is he had a chance to look at the replay and everything on that. The thing about that, too, was it was a clean play inside.
Oh, yeah.
It was a situation where Dylan just landed awkwardly.
Well, what had happened is that, you know, when he went up for the shot, the contact was made. It's one of those where they both go up and they both come down, and it's going to be a held ball call, which was the call on the play. It was the correct call. It's just when he came down, he was kind of falling away from the basket a little bit, and his body was turned a little awkwardly, and just got that ankle, rolled that ankle, and that's the game of basketball. It happens a lot in basketball. There's a lot of feet, a lot of big feet that you can get in the way when you're going up in the air, and it just happened to catch Dylan here tonight.
You know, the thing about this team this season, that's really the first injury all year that the Cats have had to deal with.
Yeah, the first major injury that's really taken somebody out of extended time, and that's really lucky. You're not going to see that a lot. But, again, I think it helps make you proud for the rest of the effort you saw from the rest of the team having to step it up tonight.
In overtime, Northwest loses tonight 60-59 to Central Missouri in the Central Region Championship. We'll be back with the Extra Effort Award for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
A program on the life of a Northwest Missouri State Pioneer computer programmer will take place this Thursday night in Jefferson City. It will feature the life of Gene Jennings Bartik and begins at 7 at the Missouri State Archives. An autobiography about Bartik was released back in November. Dr. John Rickman and Kim Todd, co-founders of the Gene Jennings Bartik Computing Museum at Northwest, edited the book. Rickman implemented the nation's first electronic campus at Northwest in 1987. He retired from the university in 2012 as Vice President of Information Systems. Todd serves at Northwest as a user consultant in the Department of Information Systems. Rickman and Todd will present a story about Bartik and discuss her book. Rickman says Bartik was a brilliant lady.
It was a real joy to know her and talk with her and hear about firsthand experiences with really historical events in the area of computing and invention of the first computer and being a first programmer ever of an electronic computer. She also was the team leader of a group that converted the ENIAC into the very first stored program computer ever, and that was a tremendous accomplishment.
Rickman says there are many interesting stories in the autobiography.
She was raised north of Stanbury. There's a really good story about a runaway horse she was on. And there's stories about her pitching baseball. She was a very good pitcher in baseball, and she enjoyed that a lot.
Rickman says he thinks everyone will find her life intriguing. The program on Gene Jennings Bartik will begin at 7 Thursday night at the Missouri State Archives in Jefferson City. The program is featured because of National Women's History Month. I'm Ben Nully for the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota on our post game. Northwest in overtime loses to Central Missouri by 160-59. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, time now for an extra effort reward. And a guy coming off the bench ended up with 6 points tonight, but he did a lot of things out there to help Northwest in this game, Zach Snyder.
A lot of times we support the selection of the extra effort with stats. Tonight, there's no need to do that. I really think Zach Snyder was one of those guys that had to step it up in the absence of Dylan Starzl, especially defensively. I mean, he was asked to play Dylan Deck a lot tonight. Between him, Grant Kozad, and a little bit of Kyle Schlake, those were the three that had to step it up. And I think Zach stepped it up the most defensively against Dylan Deck inside. I mean, Deck had a decent game, but he could have had a huge game tonight once Starzl went out. So I really think Zach Snyder, with that effort, going to the boards as hard as he did and really did all weekend long throughout this entire tournament, another reason why we got to look at Zach Snyder tonight.
6'7", freshman of Prairie Valley, Kansas, Zach Snyder, our extra effort award winner from tonight's game. We'll be back. Have more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back on our postgame. Northwest comes up 1 point short in overtime to Central Missouri tonight, 60-59 in the championship game of the Central Region Tournament in Mankato, Minnesota. Joined now by assistant coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, it's tough right now, a 1 point loss in overtime, but what a effort you got out of your team tonight. Again, Dylan Starzl going down early in the ball game. You had some guys step up, and couldn't ask for any better effort than what you got out of your team tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a tough time right now to try to explain that to them, and you know, as tough as this is, but I mean, they'll look back and realize, you know, those guys battled. You know, Dylan going down in the first 5 minutes of the game. I don't think anybody probably expected us to stay in the game, but it just shows, you know, like we've said all along, the type of kids we have. And you know, Tyler Funk comes in and plays 26 minutes and just plays his heart out like he does every time he steps on the floor. You know, it was just a grind, a battle, and just, you know, came out the short end.
And we talked about Zach Snyder tonight too. Zach, you've been getting a lot of offense out of him this season, but when he had to go inside with Deck and match up on some things, he put together a pretty good defensive performance out there tonight.
He was great. You know, he's getting elbowed in the face a couple times and whatnot, but he continued to battle and didn't lose his cool. And he did a pretty good job on him. You know, I don't even know if Deck even scored on him, but he battled, and that's what we expect from him.
They had the top two defensive teams in the conference of playing out here tonight, and boy, it was a defensive struggle for both teams. Played some great defense.
Yeah, it was. It was a grinded out game. Game in the 20s in the first half, and it was tough to score at times, and we had we went with smaller lineups to get our defensive unit out there on the floor, and with Dylan going down, obviously you lose out on scoring and post defense and rebounding, and so we had to try to find some other ways to kind of create some stuff, and we had some looks. Bryson had the corner three at the end of regulation that we're extremely confident every time he shoots that he's going to make it, and just kind of missed that one, but I can't say enough about our five seniors and our entire team. Just an absolute joy to be around every day, and they work the tail off every day. And it's at this point, like I said, after the game, there's really not much you can say.
Well, you talked about those five seniors. They really, as you say, left their mark on this program, and just a great group of kids on top of what they have on the floor.
Yeah, they're great. All 14 of them are family, and they get along great. There's no outcasts in the group, and everybody wants what's best for each other. Obviously, there's some individual guys that may not play as much or not play, whatever the case may be. They're all about each other, and they're all about doing what it takes to win and buying into what Coach Mack's telling them. And they're just a joy to be around every day.
Well, just again, a tough way to end the season, but what an accomplishment you make to the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament. And again, a lot was accomplished out of this team this year.
Yeah, it was. Obviously it's the first time we've been in Sweet 16 in a while. It's just it's going to be extremely difficult just to continue to look back at the chances we had in this game and. Obviously, a game that we could have won, but you got to try to get rid of it, get it out of your mind, and focus on the positives. And like you said, a great season that it was, and had a lot of guys have good seasons. We for the most part we were healthy pretty much the whole season. It just about the worst thing possible, happened here tonight.
Yeah, tough loss there, Austin. Thanks a lot for all of your help throughout this season working with us, and Ben, of course, and the entire team for working with us throughout this year.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and I want to thank everybody. The fans that came out here this weekend was unbelievable. The fans we had tonight driving up from Maryville, a lot of people sacrificing a lot of sleep, and I really appreciate everybody listening, on the radio and following along online, and we have a great fan base, and the guys really enjoy it. Coming into atmospheres that we play in with the support that we have, it allows us to recruit the good kids that we want in our program, and we really appreciate everybody for supporting us.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
And that is assistant coach with Northwest Missouri State, Austin Meyer, as we'll be back and wrap things up, go over some of the final numbers here after a 60-59 loss for Northwest. Central Missouri is the Central Region champions, defeating the Bearcats in overtime tonight. Back to wrap things up after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota at the Taylor Center and Bresnan Arena on the Minnesota State Mankato campus as the Bearcat season comes to a close. A tough loss in overtime to Central Missouri in the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament. Northwest losing 60-59. Cats had a lead at halftime 26-22. They were outscored at 24-20 in the second half and outscored by one in overtime 14-13, again losing 60-59. As we look at some of the totals out of this one for Northwest for the game, shooting 32% from the field, 33% on three-pointers, 8 of 24 tonight, and at the free throw line, 15 of 21. Central Missouri ended up shooting 47% from the field, 23 of 49. They were 7 of 15 on threes and 7 of 12 at the free throw line for 58%. Rebounding totals, Mules out-rebounded the Bearcats tonight, 37-32. Mules with 12 turnovers for the night. Northwest with just 7 turnovers tonight. And looking at individual totals, Northwest with one player in double figures. Deshaun Cooper had 24 points. Cooper was 4 of 9 on threes, 4 of 5 at the free throw line, and 8 of 20 overall. He also tied for the lead in rebounds tonight with 6 and had 3 assists. For Central Missouri, 3 players in double figures, led by Dalen Robinson, that is. He had 13 points, Charles Hamrick with 12, and 10 points for Preston Bruns. Jordan Epps had 7 points tonight. And Dylan Deck just held to 7 this evening, despite Dylan Starzl being out of the ballgame for most of the contest. Great job inside trying to stop Dylan Deck. But, again, just a tough loss for Northwest tonight.
Yeah, it really was, you know, especially for the seniors. I mean, I think this was a great weekend for the younger guys. A great experience, you know, in helping in terms of building the program. But for the seniors, especially Dylan Starzl, you know, it just to see him not be able to play in this game, I think offensively he'd have made a bigger difference tonight. You know, I don't think Northwest would have been held as low scoring as they were had he been in there. Now, like we said, the Cats really stepped it up defensively in his absence. But I think the biggest difference with him out tonight was more on the offensive end than anything.
Yeah, just a tough loss, but again, a heck of a season. Regular season co-champions with Central Missouri. They make it to the championship game in the Central Region. Just one win away from the Elite Eight. A great season for the Bearcat team.
Well, between last night and tonight, there were only 16 Division II teams still playing basketball, so that's a pretty good number to be a part of.
And again, this will wrap up our broadcast this season of Bearcat Basketball. It's been a fun year.
It absolutely was. It sure was. And, you know, what's always fun, too, about Bearcat Athletics is, you know, even though when years end in losses like most years do, because if you get in the playoffs, the future is always bright. It's not like, you know, this is one of those dream seasons that may never happen again. You know, with the way Bearcat Athletics is, the potential for another fun year like this is always out there. So we'll wait and see what next year brings.
At a national championship in football, the men's basketball team makes it to the round of 16. And then you look at Bearcat women's basketball under first-year head coach Michael Smith. I think some good things are ahead for the women's basketball program as well.
Yeah, for the women to get a chance to make the MIAA postseason tournament, get to host a game in that tournament, get a chance to get to Kansas City, I think that was all a positive way to end this season as you build toward the future.
And spring sports underway. Some good things happening with all those spring sports right now.
Absolutely, and let's hope we can enjoy warmer weather with those spring sports. I mean, they're kind of supposed to go hand in hand. I think it's time now.
I think so. Matt enjoyed it this year.
Yeah, it was definitely fun.
Okay, that is Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and for Northwest Missouri State, the men's basketball season comes to a close 60-59 in overtime in the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament in Mankato, Minnesota. Northwest with the loss, they fall to 24-9 as their season comes to a close. And for Central Missouri, they move on to the Elite Eight. They improve to 27-5. They will face Southern Connecticut State in the Elite Eight matchup next Wednesday in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, my thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast tonight and throughout the season. Matt Gwetter here in Mankato, and also tonight engineering the Bearcat Radio Network, Brandon Travis. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Mankato, Minnesota.